this Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
The Dana Show.
Honestly, this is it. This is it.
I just love listening to your show. It makes me feel so informed.
That's what I'm talking about.
If it's going on in the news, Dana is on it.
Freedom is bare bones, straight no chaser, limited government, take care of yourself, stay out of everybody else's life, the government stays out of your life, enjoy the fruits of your labor, and when you screw up, you got to deal with it. That's freedom.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
Whoop-a-doo-dah, here's your participation trophy.
The Dana Show.
When he was asked on Air Force One, did you know about, that was a question about the Stormy Daniels payment. And he said no.
And he did.
And meaning not at the time. That was in April. The whole world knew about it by January.
No, he knew about it also.
No, he's saying he didn't know about it at the time. And he said yesterday.
I know,
it was
and that's
aired
not
this morning,
true.
He said he knew about it after the fact.
I
but
know,
here's
but
the,
that's
here's,
not true.
I don't want your viewers to, and I know your viewers expect to be fed anti-Trump virulence every single night, and they come away quite satisfied. And let's be fair here. That's true. You should just own it. Just say
you want me to own that.
Revenues,
you won't own what is so obvious, and I don't get
here's
it.
Here's what's obvious.
You could say, look, did he lie? Yes, he lied. He's not perfect, but it's not illegal.
No,
he could say that.
You,
his own lawyer
today.
Admits he lied.
No, no, no. That's not. Is he his current lawyer? Jay Goldberg, when was the last time he was his? No, no, no. Answer for me. When
well,
was the last time he was
I would,
his lawyer?
I would argue when he called to ask how to handle Michael Cohen just months ago.
That's such a weird back and forth between Kellyanne Conway and Andrew Cuomo there. Welcome to the show. Happy Friday to you. At DLash on Twitter, official Dana Lash on Facebook. The, yeah, it's a very, very, it was, or sorry, Chris Cuomo. The younger Cuomo. All the damn Cuomos. Chris Cuomo there on CNN. Very, it was just an odd kind of back and forth of kind of an antagonistic interview. But what do you expect? I mean, I think that Kellyanne Conway gets credit for going on there anyway. But just, I don't know. I made this observation earlier on social media that nuance is dead and tribalists make any sort of conversation absolutely impossible. And one of the thing that they were going back and forth over on that particular issue was the CNN's botched report on the Trump Tower stuff. And how she said that they put out this false report about Michael Cohen and about this 2016 meeting. And she said, you know, well, you came out with this big lie, this big report, and it was never retracted. And they had cited, it was that report where they cited sources and they said that Cohen was going to tell Bob Mueller that Trump had advanced knowledge of the Trump Tower meeting, but it was false and they never retracted it. And so that's what she was hitting out at them over. It is, like I said, nuance is dead and tribalists make any kind of conversation absolutely impossible. Like, case in point, because I was talking about all of this on NRA TV. And Media Matters, which is an entity that is, it's funded entirely, I mean, I'm not kidding. Like, I'm not saying this is like, oh, well, this is the throwaway line or it's some platitude. They're literally funded by George Soros. They were created to be an attack arm for the Democrat Party. The guy that founded Media Matters, David Brock, who reportedly, according to people that work with him, there was an expose done on it. He had a drug habit and his bodyguards, even though he hates guns for everyone else, he hired these bodyguards because I guess drug use made him paranoid, and they carried illegally firearms into Washington, D.C. and all of this stuff. So it's just a classic tale of hypocrisy. But they exist just to be nasty towards other people. They've never, I mean, they write false things all the time. I mean, they slander and libel and defame and smear, and they just, it's just a hot dumpster fire of garbage, right? But the far left love them because they can just put their links out there as gospel truth. And they hire the dumbest people to write at Media Matters, the dumbest people who have zero comprehension at all whatsoever, be it listening or reading comprehension. And so when I was over at, when I was talking about this on NRA TV the other day, is because I was mentioning this whole case, this Cohen situation, et cetera, you know, all of this stuff. And it's fascinating to me how many stupid people, well, and a lot of them are bots and fake accounts and all of that, do not want to understand this story. And I said, look, Democrats are going to, they're going to Al Capone the president. And so Media Matters, I don't even remember what their headline was. What was their stupid headline? They wouldn't even tag me in it. Something like, oh, well, my gosh, Dana Lash compares President Trump to, what was it, murderer Al Capone, et cetera, and every, and then I have these, you know, verified progressive journalists that when they wake up every morning, they take a dump and they read Media Matters. And they go out and say, oh, goodness, oh, I guess she's saying that he's committed murders and all of that as well. So do you see what I'm saying about how nuance and tribalism is people are making themselves purposely stupid? I mean, I'm specifically referring to the fact that the accusation doesn't match up to what any charge may be, and specifically referencing that entire process. But go ahead and be a simpleton and just do the bare bones, ridiculous, flew over your head kind of silly spin. This is why media is garbage. This is why punditry is garbage. This is why tribalism is garbage. And this is why no one likes the left. Because of stupid stuff. They can't even be honest with themselves. Yes, and as I very thoughtfully and carefully explained, and maybe someone could use layman's terms to explain it to them, it all has to do with how accusations don't match the charge, because that's ultimately why Al Capone was imprisoned. But try telling that to a bunch of remedial people over at Media Matters whose main job is to lotion the corns on George Soros' feet when they're not pittering away at their little computers trying to write smear pieces on conservatives and purposefully not understanding nuance or really history. That's ultimately what they do. I have zero courtesy, and I'm not going to have courtesy for any of these individuals because they've been doing this for years. They're paid by big progressive oligarchs to do it. So, no, I will not have courtesy. But I do love it how I can trigger people so incredibly easy. But it is. It's absolute tribalism, and no one can have an actual real conversation about it. And to that point, no one can actually have a real conversation about what it is that we're really dealing with here. This whole situation where you have, because I was looking at this other story where it was another of Trump's inner circle was given immunity going forward. Because now you had the guy who's the CEO who owns the Mr. Pecker, who owns National Enquirer, and now you have this Alan Weisselberg who was now granted immunity in that Cohen, in the Cohen probe. Now, I don't know what I mean. I don't know if they're going to what they're going to look at or where they're going to go. I mean, this is the thing with having a special prosecutor in all of this, is that it can go absolutely anywhere. I mean, ultimately, that's what happened in the Clinton scandal. The Clinton scandal was about Whitewater. But what did it ultimately end up being about? Well, he lied under oath when he was asked about Monica Lewinsky, when he would have saved himself the trouble if he would have just been honest about it and told the truth. But for whatever dumb reason, he chose to lie. That's ultimately why he was impeached, because he lied. And that's where special prosecutors, they have free rein to go anywhere. And this is basically a replay of 1998. This is what Bob Mueller is looking to do. It all began with accusations that the election was somehow undermined because of Russia and some magical fairy tale conspiracy with Trump, even though ultimately it was Hillary Clinton that was working with the Kremlin, and documents show that, except there's been no prosecutorial raid on Clinton, and even though that they used campaign funding to hire Fusion GPS and a law firm and a British spy to take a bunch of garbage and falsify a request to a FISA court to spy on people, that wasn't listed in any of the expenditures, and yet you don't hear a peep from the FEC on any of that, because there are two sets of rules. There's one for Republicans and there's one for Democrats. And so they have free rein to go wherever it is that they want to go. It all began with all of this garbage about Russia and a collusion and conspiracy and everything else. And then when it hasn't panned out, none of those accusations have panned out after 2 years of whining. Now they're going to go and they're going to start looking at everything else. Paul Manafort was an easy get because he had some shady financial dealings. And ultimately, the same with Michael Cohen. Michael Cohen wasn't a difficult get. And I'll have you know that while I think it's dumb that he pled guilty to any kind of violation of campaign finance laws because there was nothing that was violated, the reason that he probably pled guilty is because the charges being brought against him for his own issues unrelated to Trump, tax evasion and fraud and things of that nature, those penalties are a hell of a lot more harder and harsher than would have been for the FEC violation. So they probably said, look, we'll give you a sweet deal and maybe we'll reduce your time served over here if you plead guilty to these two things. Because if he pleads guilty to those two things, then what happens? You will start to create a pathway for that case. That case is in the hands of New York prosecutors, although ultimately they could kick it back to Mueller. And if Mueller has to, in order to subpoena the president or demand an interview with the president and force him to comply, has to show somehow that he is a part of this investigation and that they are now investigating his actions, which Mueller hasn't been able to do. He still hasn't been able to do it. And so they're trying to somehow lay a foundation to do that. That's what this is all about. That's why they have Cohen pleading guilty to these two things, that two charges, one of which didn't even happen, so that they can bribe him and use as leverage these serious charges for the other things that he actually did, right? And these are, I mean, yeah, it wasn't the best thing for Trump to bring those, well, definitely for Trump to bring those dudes on. But the whole point in bringing up the Capone situation is that this is it's an investigation that began, it was predicated upon one particular type of accusation, and now it has branched out into a number of different things. Because while Capone was never convicted by Elliot Ness of murder, and I'm not saying he didn't murder anyone, I'm just saying that Ness didn't get him on it, he did get him on tax fraud, and that's why he went to jail. I mean, you can sit here and it's kind of funny that the point flew over Media Matters' head here, but that's the whole point, not just of this investigation, but of the Mueller investigation and the Kenneth Starr investigation. That is always how this goes down. So this is what I said. Nuance is dead and tribalism reigns supreme. And as a result of this, the intricacies of these complex discussions are purposefully overlooked by individuals because they just want to scream about one thing or the other. And it is so unbelievably damn annoying. We have a lot more to get into coming up, including one other thing real quick, just to set you up. So Democrats say that talking about the Molly Tibbetts case is politicizing. And also talking about African land grab is racist and it doesn't exist and it hasn't happened. I've seen legitimate, actual people on television say it's not a real thing. And I want to bring you up to speed on it because it's like eminent domain gone crazy and also with a touch of racism and horribleness. And it could happen anywhere, but it's happening right now in South Africa. But apparently the media, because it is inconvenient to their narratives, now the accusation is, well, you can't talk about it because it doesn't exist and you're a racist kook if you do. Or if you bring up the Tibbetts thing because it's inconvenient to their narrative, the new defense is to say, well, stop politicizing it. This coming from people who don't even wait for the yellow caution tape to be wrapped around a crime scene of a mass casualty incident before they start blaming law-abiding gun owners. So we'll get into all of that. In the meantime, as we get moving, Superbeats is it's a great way to actually get some energy, right? Get some energy, get some focus, an increase in stamina, and you can do it the natural way because Superbeats is loaded with dietary nitrates. And dietary nitrates, what those do is actually kickstart the body's production of nitric oxide. And so as a result, you're going to feel more invigorated. You're going to have more energy. You're going to have more stamina. And Super Beats is the way to do it. They condense all these beets down into a powder, and all it takes is 1 teaspoon and 4 ounces of water, and you're ready to go. You can call 800-664-5617 or visit danasbeets.com and find out how you can get a free 30-day supply of Super Beets and free shipping with your first purchase. 800-664-5617, danasbeets.com. SelectBlinds.com believes you shouldn't have to spend another summer weekend sweltering inside your home. Upgrading your tattered window coverings with Select Blinds is the easiest way to stay cool. And thanks to the upcoming Select Blinds Labor Day sale, it's also the cheapest. Select Blinds will be offering the year's biggest savings on blinds, shades, and shutters that'll keep your home insulated and your electric bill low. Take advantage of the upcoming Select Blinds Labor Day sale. Select Blinds takes the guesswork out of ordering blinds online by offering quality blinds for unbelievable prices. And Select Blinds has the most online reviews and 5-star ratings on the planet. SelectBlinds.com is the simple and smart way to get blinds. Shop the upcoming Labor Day sale at SelectBlinds.com for the year's biggest savings on blinds, shades, and shutters. Remember to mention our show at checkout using the drop-down menu. Let SelectBlinds.com upgrade your home today. SelectBlinds.com. That's SelectBlinds.com.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 Health Grades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice. A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind. Right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM.
What does it take to be called the best of the North State? More importantly, what does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes a business ownership, management, and staff that work together to let their customers know that they're not just customers, they're family. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition Center has held to that commitment. Their commitment to bring to you the best possible products at the lowest possible prices. To never buy closeouts, overstocks, outdated, improperly formulated, or otherwise stressed merchandise. To provide you with a trained professional staff to help you make the right product decisions for the health of you and your family. To listen, to respond, and to always say thank you. Because we realize that we're all in this together. What does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes you. Thank you from everyone at Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio, your town hall of the airwaves, is ground zero for the renaissance of downtown Reading. Our state-of-the-art on-air studio is under construction right now, so you might hear a bit of hammering in the background. We're upgrading our sound and control systems, so you may occasionally hear a little glitch, but bear with us, we will keep it to a minimum. And we will be expanding our presence with an FM channel and an exciting launch into video on YouTube Live. KCNR, Free Fire Radio. Join in the conversation.
Listen live around the world
at DanaRadio.com.
At Dana Lash on Twitter, official Dana Lash on Facebook. This, like I said, this back and forth, this sacrifice of nuance and genuine fact-based conversation at the altar of tribalism is making so many people purposely stupid. It's sad because it's all so avoidable. So coming up, an example of this is how you have the left who says you can't talk about the Tibbetts case because you're politicizing. I'll talk about whatever the hell I want to talk about. And shame on you for politicizing it and trying to shut up conversation because it's inconvenient for your narrative. Illegal immigration and the consequences of not enforcing immigration laws affects every single one of us. And how dare you, anybody out there, any drive-by, expect anyone who is concerned about this issue to be silent on it simply because it disrupts your narrative. Sit the hell down. Let's kick it into Quick Five.
It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
I specifically remember talking about this malady like several years ago. Chagas disease. Have you guys heard about this? This is disgusting. So doctors are warning that this thing is spreading across the United States. It's a dangerous parasitic disease caused by what they call kissing bugs that are like gross little bugs. And it's sickened 300,000 Americans. Most people don't even show signs of infection, but 30% can actually develop life-threatening complications, including an enlarged heart. Your heart can enlarge. There are 300,000 Americans in 27 states, and it's mostly, well, it's not really so much in the southern states. I mean, heck, it goes all the way up to, like, Ohio and Pennsylvania. But it's transmitted in the gut of a bug known as the kissing bug. But it spreads through its feces because they bite you at night and then they defecate. And then the feces can be in your skin or in the wound, and that's where the parasites come in. And it's disgusting. About 30% of people get very life-threatening situations as a result of this. And it's spreading. So gross. Why do these bugs exist? I don't even understand. Terrible news about John McCain. His daughter, a friend of mine, Meghan McCain, said earlier that the family is discontinuing medical treatment. They said to keep him in their, to keep him in your prayers, and they're obviously going to be palliative care, I think, perhaps at this point. But prayers for the McCain family. Hurricane Lane, up to 40%, or up to 40%, up to 40 inches, sorry, of rain, 40 inches of rain. I have a friend and his wife who are vacationing in Hawaii. They literally went just earlier this week, and now they're holding out in the middle of a hurricane. It's really sad. And San Francisco's air quality, it's really, really bad. They say it's so bad because of all the smoke from the wildfire. It's three times worse than Beijing right now because of the wildfires. We have a lot more coming up. Don't go anywhere. More of the Dana Show on this Friday. Stay with us. How many times have you been to the range and you feel like all you did was load and barely got to shoot? We've all been there. That's why I am stoked to introduce to you Elite Tactical Systems, the makers of the fastest loader ever. They make your speed loader look slow. The ETS loader is crazy fast. I'm talking less than 3 seconds fast. The first time I saw it, I blinked and pretty much missed it. Wouldn't you like to, you know, shoot more and load mags less? Not to mention, no more mag thumb. And ladies, I know, chicks, we do have to worry about it. I don't want to be scratching up my powder dip. I don't. ETS makes a universal AR loader and pistol loaders for 9mm, 40, 45 cal, and 380. And in my opinion, the ETS loader belongs in every range bag. It's the best $30 you will ever spend on your shooting hobby. Go to loadmagsfast.com. And check them out for yourself. And since I discovered ETS, I'm not going to head to the range without mine. That's load LoadMagsFast.com. Use promo code Dana to get free shipping. Visit LoadMagsFast.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
The annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair is coming Saturday, September 8th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Don't miss your chance to enjoy lots of free samples of health-related items. There'll be a smart chicken hot dog barbecue. Be sure to bring the kids for the kitty carnival and great live music from Jimmy Limo. Find out about organic produce, organic groceries, vitamins and supplements, and so much more. And the event is absolutely free. The Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair, Saturday, September 8th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at 221 Locust Street in Redding.
The first responders and the firemen deserve all the credit for saving so many homes and houses. Some of them didn't get saved.
Hi, I'm Jeb Allen, owner of Palomar Construction.
Palomar Construction is working as hard as they can, trying to keep the cost at a minimum, and all the subcontractors are going to help us put people back into homes as quick as we possibly can. Palomar's cared about Redding for 30 years, and we're not going to stop now.
The world's largest dinosaurs are coming to Turtle Bay Exploration Park May 5th through September 9th. You can explore the amazing biology of supersized dinos in this epic new exhibition, great for all ages. The world's largest dinosaurs is organized by the American Museum of Natural History and presented by Dennis and Cheryl Bambauer, with major support from U.S. Bank and Shasta Regional Medical Center. The world's largest dinosaurs is included with park admission and always free for members. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media sound bites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call him at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Let me ask you something. When is the last time you went to the range and shot your personal protection firearm? With this problem in mind, we at Northern Firearms Instruction have developed the NFI Defensive Pistol Course, taught one Sunday a month from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Reading Gun Club. This class reviews all the important concepts of the use of a pistol for self-defense. Bring 100 cartridges and your firearm to spend 5 hours with a certified NRA instructor. Call us today at 999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
Besides correcting back pain and helping the body heal injuries, there's a lot more a chiropractor can do for you. The friendly team at Kramer Family Chiropractic of Reading and Red Bluff is ready to help you achieve a life free of pain and full of health. Just give them a call today in the 530 area code at 527-0220 and mention this ad for a special new patient offer. Again, that's 527-0220. Call today and get ready to see what chiropractic can do for you with Kramer Family Chiropractic.
We now go live to North State High School football with Connor Sutton.
Another edition of high school football. Football is back. It is week zero here, but technically week one here. For Enterprises, they will take on McQueen High School out of Reno, Nevada. I'm Connor Sutton alongside my partner Joseph Van Dyke, and we're excited because football is back.
And it's always exciting to see pads, to see helmets, and people hitting each other out there on a Friday night under these lights.
Enterprise High School looking to begin the resurgence of their football program as they take on McQueen here tonight under new leadership and head coach Chris Combs, who was the interim at the end of last year after Russell Wing-Williams stepped down. Enterprise will be receiving here to begin this game. We'll be moving to our left as McQueen will be kicking it away. It'll be Derek Bass, the kicker for McQueen, wearing their white uniforms. Enterprise in their black uniforms with the yellow lettering and numbering. McQueen will put and kick this one away, and the season is underway. It is going to be taken in at the 16-yard line and now advanced up the field by Anthony Norman. He breaks all the way out nearly to the 45-yard line and a great return. For the Enterprise, well done there. So Enterprise will have a first down at the 44-yard line. And it's all about Leslie Cummings for this Enterprise club this year. Cummings
coming to his third year with the program. Varsity starter in his sophomore year 2 years ago. Had a great season for Enterprise.
This year wearing number 18 with two backs behind him. Couple receivers out each way. They're going to throw back the pass. Throw out to the right is incomplete. Intended for Matthew Amasaki, who was one of his main targets last year as well. Cummings, as you just mentioned, Joseph, is coming into his third year as a starting quarterback for this club. So second and 10.
And that's what you want to see with the first throw. He's confident, threw to the outside, knew his target, picked his spot.
4-3 defense here for McQueen is now looks like Cummings is going to change the play. Two backs behind him. He's going to hand it off to Campbell, who goes over out to the right, nearly gets to the 50, all the way out to the 49-yard line for a 5-yard run. Campbell
also heading into his senior year. Expect big things from Campbell this year.
6'2", 215. He's going to be getting a lot of the inside handoffs. So third and about six coming up. Amasaki is out. Left as the lone receiver out in that direction. This time Cummings is going to be in the shotgun set. Here comes the blitz. He's going to keep it himself. Goes up the middle and is taken down just, I believe, just short of that first down marker. Let's see. They're going to have to bring out the chains possibly. No, it is going to be fourth down. And fourth down in inches across midfield at the 47-yard line. So Enterprise, as they have some decision-making now for Chris Combs to see if they're going to punt this ball away in kind of that no-man's zone where you make decisions either to punt or to keep it as the offense on the field. They're going to keep the offense on the field. Cummings takes the snap, hands it off to Campbell, who's going to truck his way across the first down marker all the way to the 40-yard line, and a first down conversion on fourth down for the Enterprise Hornets. Nicely done there, and they'll get a fresh set of downs at the opposing 40-yard line. Well, talking to Chris Combs and seeing some of his interviews as he has had, their goal offensively is going to be possessing the football. They don't want a whole lot of quick scores. They'll obviously take them if they can get them, but they're going to look to get chip away. Here is a play-action fake, and Cummings is taken down in the backfield with a sack. It looked like a read option, and it was taken down by a number of defensive linemen on the blitz.
That new coaching philosophy reflected in that decision. He doesn't want to punt the ball away. He wants his team to possess the ball, and then you go for it on the fourth down, and you trust your running back to get you there. Those inches you need and get you that first down.
Noah Rickett was there for the sack. Four wide receivers out. Here's a snap. It gets right by Cummings. It wasn't ready for it. All the way back to the other side. Campbell has to dive on it. And now Enterprise is going to have to take a huge loss all the way back to their own 27-yard line. Cummings was looking to his right as the snap came. There was a flag, and now let's see here. So it's going to be third down. They're going to add 15 yards to the end of what they're calling the run, which is a huge loss. So that will help Enterprise out a ton. They were stopped at their own 27-yard line, which would have been a huge loss, and now it's only third in a century as well. They're at their own 43. They got to make it to the opposing 30-yard line, 27 yards, as it is third down. So now Enterprise is going to have to make some plays here. Three receivers left. Cummings takes the snap in the shotgun, fakes the pass, goes out to his left, tries to avoid the rush. He does. Gets out across the line of scrimmage, across the 50 to the 44-yard line, almost making up all the yardage that they lost on the ground, and that's what Leslie Cummings can do, Joseph. He's so good, not only throwing the ball, but can make plays with his feet.
He is very quick on his feet. He got out, panicked, got outside the pocket, and made some moves with his feet.
He did. So Leslie Cummings making plays here, and now, again, Enterprise going to try to convert here on fourth down, again, in the shotgun set. And no, it's going to be a fake pass, and they're going to punt it away, and this one's going to roll all the way into the end zone, and that will be a touchback. So kind of a trick play there a little bit. But we saw them do that a little bit last year as Cummings with the ability to kick the ball, that time punting it away. It will be a touchback. Tonight's game is brought to you by Cal North Forestry. Provides a team of expert arborists at Cal North Forestry, a professional tree service, and more for your home and business, sponsoring tonight's game. So now Enterprise defense is going to be tested against this very talented McQueen offense, who last year 4-6, Enterprise was 4-7. However, that offensive line looks very, very big. Their starting quarterback is Dominique Stallworth. He will be under center throughout this contest. He's now in the shotgun set. Looks like as he will take the shotgun set, hands out to the running back out to his right, who is stuffed at the line of scrimmage looking for yardage, taking down at the 21 for maybe a 1 yard gain. And that'll be second down coming up. Great penetration from the defensive line from the Hornets there. So second and 9 coming up. And if you just, the eye test tells you that McQueen with a very, very big offensive and defensive line. Again, shotgun set for Stallworth. He takes the snap, now hands off to his running back, J.D. Kolb, who essentially trips up at the line of scrimmage and goes down for maybe a half yard, maybe a little bit more than that. And now it's going to be 3rd and 8 coming up. They got to make the 30-yard line after a couple of unsuccessful runs. Enterprise defense here early on looking good, especially in the trenches. So 3rd and 8 could be a big stop here for the Enterprise defense on their first drive of the season on the other side of the football. 4-3 set, showing blitz. Puts a man in motion. That's DJ Beckham going out to his left. Now there's three receivers out that way. Low snap for Stallworth. He's going to throw down the field. He's got his man Beckham, and he makes the catch, and he goes out of bounds. No, it's incomplete. Couldn't keep his feet in. It was a soft coverage in a zone defense there, as it looked like a cover one that time. And it looks like it is going to be first down. The back receiver, or the back referee, called it incomplete, but it is going to be complete for a first down. That's an 18-yard gain and a conversion on third down for McQueen and the Lancers. Again, Stallworth is in the shotgun set, has Two backs with him. Now hands off to Kolb, who goes out to his left. Has a couple blocks in front of him. Gets across midfield. Takes a hit as he's knocked out of bounds at the 39-yard line. And that is a first down and a 21-yard gain for McQueen. A couple of back-to-back big plays, Joseph. And right now this McQueen offense is rolling.
Yep. Senior running back, J.D. Kolb, with a big play right there. 5'8", 175 pounds. Really used his physicality. Lowered his shoulder into the hit a little bit and was able to get a couple extra yards out of it.
So first and 10 from the Enterprise 39-yard line. Stallworth in the shotgun set with a couple of backs with him, one behind him, one to his right hip. He's going to turn and hand to, looks like that is, once again, Kolb, who gets all the way to the 33-yard line where he's knocked out of bounds for about a 6-yard gain. So early in this drive, McQueen realizing that maybe the inside run isn't going to be the way to beat Enterprise. They go with a couple of outside runs, and so far they've been successful. Second and about 3 coming up. And remember, Joseph, I should say Enterprise hasn't had a lot of time outside due to the smoke. They've only had about 11 days available outside for them to practice, not including off days. So after practicing in the gym, Stallworth's going to take the snap, drops back to pass. He has to evade the pocket, goes out to his left. And he is going to be taken down, but he's going to get across the line of scrimmage. It looked like it was going to be a sack. He does advance, and it's going to be close to a first down, around a 3-yard gain. It is going to be a first down. And that just shows the ability of Dominic Stallworth at 5'10", 175, the senior, able to make the play on his feet and to get the first down. Now we're nearing field goal range for the Lancers. And once again, another first down, third first down on this drive for the Lancers. Stallworth with the receiver out each way. Now he sends J.D. Kolb out to the left, now motions him back to his left hip. Takes the snap, hands it off to Kolb, goes up the middle. He dodges a couple tackles, and he's tripped up as he almost had a touchdown, but a flag on the play is back at the 20-yard line, and it looked like it's going to be a hold. But a little bit down the field, about 7 yards into his run, and let's see here. It is going to be a hold on the offense. So that will come back here. Kolb nearly broke that one for a touchdown. A couple of ankle tackles able to bring him down.
Noah Kaufman, senior number 11, with the tackle on that play.
So it's going to come back a little bit, and you're probably around to the 30-yard line, I would imagine. So about 3 yards from the original. It's going to be right at the 30. So it's going to repeat first down, and it's going to be first and 13. DJ Beckham is out as the wide out to his right. Stallworth takes the snap again, handoff, and the give to Kolb, who spins his way. Another flag. He's tackled all the way inside the 10-yard line at the 8. A couple of nifty moves using his foot quickness to get around a couple of would-be tacklers. But I believe that one is also going to come back. And obviously, early on in this contest, J.D. Kolb is making his presence felt for McQueen.
And so far, the Hornets have no answer.
So it is going to It's a personal foul flag. It's going to be on the defense. So what would have been, I thought was going to be a hold, is going to be added to the end of the run, I think. And the Lions, as they're going to mark it inside the 4-yard line, half the distance to the goal at this point. So now it's first and goal at the 4, and now the goal line defense is going to be huge for Enterprise as they try to avoid giving up a touchdown. 6:21 to go here, first quarter. Stallworth once again in the shotgun with a fullback to his left. He rolls out to his right looking. Nowhere to go. He is going to be dragged down for a sack. And very nicely done that time for Enterprise as he rolled out to his right. But once again, we have a penalty marker. And it's going to be unsportsmanlike conduct against McQueen. So that's going to come back even further. What would have been about a 9-yard loss. And it's going to come back even further. And the coaching staff for McQueen and Jim Snelling, who is the head coach, wants an explanation as he's out on the field. Snelling rolled out to his right looking for some help and didn't get any. Looked like that was Michael Orozco who made the sack. So this is going to come all the way back to the 28-yard line. So it's got to go back 15 yards from where Stallworth was initially sacked. And so now it is second and goal from the 28-yard line. A couple of big, big penalties and mistakes by the offenses early in this game. Here's a handoff to Kolb, who again is running downhill, gets all the way to the 20-yard line. That is an 8-yard gain, and now it's third and goal coming up from the 20. Well, Enterprise last year 4-7, Joseph, and obviously under new leadership in Chris Combs, looking to improve on that record. And obviously this first game is very important as we are going to have a timeout called by Jim Snelling and the Lancers. So we'll take a break. Still nothing. Enterprise trying to hold up initially at the goal line, now back at the 20. 5:30 to go first quarter. We're tied at nothing here at KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. Join me at 9 a.m. every Wednesday for Generations Talk Radio right here on KCNR 1460. Topics will include resources and businesses that you need to know about. We will talk money, travel, healthcare, and more. Embrace aging. Listen to Generations Talk Radio, Wednesdays at 9 a.m. here on KCNR 1460. Archive shows at generationstalkradio.com.
Everyday Fitness and Training is Reading's elite fitness center, locally owned and operated, featuring 21,000 square feet of cardio, strength equipment, aerobics, and member amenities. Located at 2345 Athens Avenue, Everyday Fitness offers over 35 classes per week included in membership, along with Silver Sneakers memberships and classes. We offer corporate discounts to first responders, active duty military, and U.S. veterans. Sign up now for a free week pass at edfitness.com.
Kimberly and Michael are getting married. When they made their wedding plans, they chose a donation to a charity rather than receiving gifts. PALS Fund at Haven Humane helps with the adoption fee if you lack the funds to adopt an older companion that desperately needs a home and has lots of love yet to give. PALS Fund honors the memory of my amazing deaf Dalmatian that provided me love and companionship until his passing over 12 years ago. Thanks to all of you who have supported this fund over the years, and a special thanks to Kim and Mike for caring about our furry homeless friends.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
And 8-yard gain on third down for McQueen, but now the kicking unit is coming out. It's still fourth and goal at the 10 after coming all the way back to the 28-yard line. So the kicker is out, and this kick is up, and it is good. So 3-0 McQueen. After a long drive, they got all the way to the 4, came back because of a sack and an unsportsmanlike penalty. And so now Enterprise will get the ball back, trailing by 3. We'll take another break here on KCNR 1460.
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
McQueen out of Reno, Nevada, with a 3-0 lead, 5 minutes into the opening quarter. as Enterprise will be receiving this kick. Tonight's game is brought to you by Cal North Forestry, locally owned and operated by Tom Uemans. Call him at 530-200-8123. Enterprise trying to battle back after getting a couple first downs. And the kick is going to be taken in at the 7-yard line. And here comes Enterprise. This is Leslie Cummings, I believe that is, who that is trying to turn this punt. And he is tackled just outside the 20-yard line at the 21. And that is where Enterprise will set up shot. Leslie Cummings, kind of a do-it-all guy. Not only the quarterback who's making a lot of plays, but also returning kicks, Joseph.
As a quarterback, he can complete a pass, get you yards that way. You can also get yards on your feet. And he is very fast, so it makes sense that he would be back to take that kick. Leslie Cummings is coming close to the school record in yards, total yards. He is about 800 yards away, so we'll have that on the lookout this season.
I would imagine he's probably going to get there, and barring injury, obviously. So first and 10 for the Enterprise Hornets at the 21-yard line. Here's a toss play out to the left. This is Jaden Campbell who's getting. He's got a couple blocks in front of him. He gets out all the way to the sideline, to the 28-yard line, I believe. And a nice first down run for Campbell. And it is going to be about a 9 to 8 yard gain. Let's see here where they do. It's going to be a 9 yard gain all the way out to the 30, in fact. So second and short coming up. Two backs behind Cummings. Here's a quick give, and they're going to get the first down. I believe that was their other running back, Justin Kelly. And it was Kelly and Campbell, Joseph, the kind of the running back by committee. Campbell more of the hard-nosed runner, as well as Kelly's more of the speed back. Mm-hmm. Gives the Hornets a little bit of versatility offensively.
And we expect to see both register a lot of yards this season.
Campbell gets the handoff here on first down, and he gets all the way as he's tripped up to the 36 or 7-yard line, and that's about a 5-yard gain. So we talked about a little bit earlier that the Hornets are going to want to do as much as they can to get short gains instead of trying to go for the deep pass constantly. And so far on this drive, doing a nice job of just that. Their last drive was going well until a mishap snap that was almost a 30-yard loss, as Cummings was not ready for the snap, as this time he's going to come under center here on second and short. Drops back to pass. 7-step drop, throws down the field. This is just outstretched of the hands from Sean McDonald, who would have had a touchdown if he would have made the catch at the 30, but was by himself as he outran the defensive back, DJ Beckham, for McQueen, and it's going to be third and 5 coming up. But a good throw there from Cummings, who had a lot of time to throw on a big drop. And so sometimes second and short, you see teams take that big shot down the field. We've yet to see a play action fake. We've saw Enterprise do that a lot last year. Now, third and 5, two receivers out each way with one back to his left. That's Campbell. Here comes a blitz. Cummings has to get rid of it in a hurry. Throws down the field. This is knocked up into the air, but it's incomplete. Again, down the field. That pass intended for Jacob Guterding, the 5'10 senior who went up to get it, and it ricocheted off his chest up into the air. Nearly an opportunity for McQueen to intercept it, and now it's fourth and 5. And now decision time once again for Chris Combs. The running game was working for him, a back-to-back incomplete passes. And that looks like Enterprise will kick this one away. I should say punt this one away. Here is the punt. It's going to be taken in at the 30-yard line. DJ Beckham has it. He's got room to run down the left sideline. He's across midfield with blockers in front of him. Ooh, should have been a block in the back. He's going to get all the way inside the 35. Right at the 35, but I cannot believe there was not a block in the back at right around the 43-yard line.
It looked like Justin Kelly had a chance to get there, and he was just laid out from behind.
No flag on the play. Oh, there is a flag. Okay, I didn't see it. It's on the far side of the field, right where we're talking about. Let's see here. It's got to be a block in the back. From what I saw, like you mentioned, Kelly was pursuing Beckham, and then got hit.
And that will be the penalty, block in the back.
It's going to come all the way back to the other side of the field. to the 48, but still a good return from Beckham. I think part of the reason for that was because of the line drive punt that did not allow Enterprise to get good coverage on that punt. So now it is first and 10. McQueen will take over. Another reminder, tonight's game is brought to you by Cal North Forestry, specializing in tree trimming service, stump grinding, and removal, as well as gutter cleaning at affordable rates that meet any reasonable budget. If your property was affected in any way by the fire, they are donating 2 free hours of services. Truly incredible by the people at Cal North Forestry. Here's a throw out to the right and complete. It's going to be a first down inside the 30 and is knocked out of bounds on a big hit by Leslie Cummings, and it's going to be a flag on the play.
Seems like we may have taunting here.
Possibly. Cummings put a big lick on him.
And then Cummings let him know.
Yeah, he did. But a play action fake and then a simple out route. So it's going to be a first down, and they're going to add yardage onto the end of this penalty. So McQueen is going to get an extra 15 yards, I believe, because of the, was it the late hit or unsporting line? I didn't see the hand motion. Regardless, McQueen quickly will be in the red zone. They're already up 3-0, 3:20 to go in the first quarter. Here is an inside handoff to Nick Ryan, and he is in for a touchdown. However, there is a flag back at the line of scrimmage. Dodged a couple of tackles right at the line of scrimmage and then had blocking in front of him, was able to take it in for 6 points, but it's coming back because of the hold. So, as McQueen started to celebrate before seeing the flag on the field, and this one will come back, I believe, to the 25-yard line.
And up to this point, Enterprise has showed no resistance to the Lancers' running game.
Well, early on they did, and then it was an illegal formation, actually, not a hold penalty. So it's only a 5-yard penalty, and that'll be get us back to the 19-yard line. So first and 15. Dominic Stallworth is in the shotgun set. He's got a receiver in the slot out to the right and one wide out to his left. Here's a handoff up the middle. Again, it's J.D. Kolb. He has to dodge a couple of D linemen for Enterprise. Gets to the 15-yard line. That's about a 4-yard gain, and it's second and 11 coming up. Got to reach the 4-yard line to get a first down. Another thing that was very awesome by the McQueen High School folks, raised $6,000 to donate to those affected by the car fire coming down. That's just an incredible thing that the folks out of Reno, Nevada were able to help us down here in the North State. Here's a toss play out to the left. Kolb stiff arms, gets around a would-be tackler, then is tickled down by his ankles. And a great play on the defensive side of the football from Anthony Norman, the outside linebacker who went to his ground trying to go after Kolb and then dragged him down by his ankles in the backfield for a 4-yard loss. And now it is third and 15 coming up. First quarter starting to slowly come to a close. We've seen both defenses take jabs, but then stand up when they've needed to. Big third down here coming up for the Enterprise defense. Takes the snap. Here comes the outside rush. There's a throw to the end zone. It is caught. Touchdown. A very nice throw from Stallworth on a little bit of a fade pattern. I believe that was J.D. Kolb yet again. And it is a touchdown, and it is 9-0. Gorgeous throw from Stallworth on the touch pass, and his receiver was able to track it down as he dove to make the catch in the end zone for 6 points. And now the extra point unit will come out, the special teams unit, I should say, as Nick Ryan will be the holder. Derek Bass, and now it's a fake. Coming out to the right, nowhere to go, and he's going to get, oh, he dodges another tackle all the way back at the 20. He's going to throw to the end zone. It's incomplete. A fake on the extra point, and they try to go for two, unable to do so. It's 9-0, and we will take a break. McQueen off to a good start, 1:37 to go here in the first quarter. You're listening to North State High School Football on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Connor Sutton. Join me Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. for my all-new sports show where I discuss local, regional, and even national stories, as well as bring on guests with incredible sports knowledge. So join us Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. for Sports Talk with Connor Sutton, the only local sports show in Reading.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
McQueen kicks this one away. Enterprise to return, and a good return all the way out to the 36-yard line. That was Anthony Norman. And it's going to be first down at the, it's going to be marked at the 37. So the Hornets going to be in need of a good offensive possession here, down 9-0. They've gotten a couple first downs on each drive. However, they've been stopped a number of times when they've tried to go through the air. The running game has been working. The passing game, however, has struggled. Cummings will take over. First and 10 from the 37. Couple backs behind him. One receiver out in each direction. Turns and hands it off to Campbell, who is wrapped up quickly in the backfield for a loss. All the way back at the 31-yard line. That's going to be a 6-yard loss, a great penetration from the defensive line and the outside, or the D end, excuse me, to make that play. As Jake Jimenez on the tackle, and it's 2nd and 16. Minutes to go here in the first quarter. Shotgun set. Here's a screen pass. Thrown out to the right. It's Amasaki makes the catch. Tries to break a couple tackles. Gets out to the 39 all the way to the 40-yard line. And that's about a 9-yard gain. And 3rd and 7 coming up. Switching it up there a little bit for Enterprise. Amasaki was one of the main targets last year for Enterprise. 5'7", 135. Not a big guy, however. Very quick, shifty, able to make defensive backs miss. Three receivers left. Cummings takes a snap, looks over to his receiver. He's got him, makes the catch, but it's going to be short of the first down. That's Sean McDonald on the catch, right at the 44-yard line, and it's 4th and 3 coming up. And once again, it's Chris Combs going to have to make a decision here. 4th and 3 right around midfield. But that will end the first quarter. They'll have a little extra time to make that decision. 9-0 McQueen with the early lead. We'll be back with the start of the second quarter here on KCNR 1460.
Holiday Harbor on Lake Shasta has it all for your summer fun. Looking to make great family memories this summer? Holiday Harbor has been named as one of the top 10 houseboat marinas in the nation, according to customers who come back year after year. Holiday Harbor has the best deals on the best boats. Houseboats, patio boats, fishing boats, ski boats, and then there's the toy box. Wakeboards, paddle boards, jet skis, and pool toys. We feature a great restaurant for breakfast and lunch. We are open 7 days a week from 8 to 4, Memorial Day to Labor Day. Have a great vacation without a long drive or airport hassles. Holiday Harbor is conveniently located just a mile off the freeway, exit 695. Go to LakeShasta.com or call 530-238-2383 to reserve your summer fun today.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This Security Moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
We switch sides for the second quarter, fourth and three. Cummings is going to punt this one away. Nobody's back. It's going to get all the way inside the 30. Now it's going to keep rolling. We'll see if it rolls inside the 20. It's going to be just inside. I mean inches inside the 20, and that is where McQueen will take over. So Enterprise a little bit struggling a little bit offensively. Got a couple first downs in their first two drives, but on their third drive, stopped quickly. And that's a little bit cause of concerns for this Enterprise club. They mixed it up a couple times, but that early first down run, that was a loss of 6 yards, really handicapped them.
Yeah, and it's tough when you have a drop snap, loss of almost 30 yards in a drive that was going your way. But it was nice to see Cummings connect on a pass during that last drive.
Yep. So get some momentum.
Hopefully we'll get the running game going along with the passing game. And hopefully on this next drive, Enterprise can get some momentum.
And remember, this is preseason for everybody, too. It's preseason for us, the broadcasters, and for these teams who haven't had a whole lot of time on the football field because of the smoke. So this is come to expect it. We expect a lot of flags tonight because of that, as now McQueen's going to take over. Dropping back the pass is Stallworth. He overthrows his intended receiver. That was Tommy Lopez Kariski, the 5'9 junior, on a quick little out route. So second and 10 coming up. Looks like Enterprise in a little bit of a cover two man is what it appears on that last play. Could be wrong. Four receivers set. Here on second down, shotgun set. Stallworth sends a man in motion. He's going to hand it off to Cole, but he's going to take the handoff out to his right. Got blockers in front of him. Has a first down across the 30. Nearly breaks another tackle, and he's out to the 35 for a 15-yard gain and a first down. What that motion does is allowed Cole to get a little bit of a head start before taking the handoff. He's already in a pretty good run before he gets the handoff and then initiates into the sprint.
He does not need much of a head start.
No.
He is quick on his feet. And when he gets the ball, he knows exactly where he's going.
Absolutely. Again, they're going to go to a four-receiver set. Two left, two right. First and 10 from the 35-yard line. Takes the snap. Here is the inside handoff to the fullback. He is goes
smothered.
Nowhere. And I'm trying to see who the ball carrier was there. It looks like that was, again, J.D. Cole. So a loss of about one. Good penetration from the defensive line. As also, the Enterprise did come on a blitz there. As number of Hornets were able to wrap him up. Justin Kelly was one of the guys in the backfield. So second and 11. Not sure if we had a flag here. The white hat is talking to a couple of officials. It is going to be a face mask penalty against the defense. I didn't see the flag, but it's going to be a face mask. So, despite the fact that Enterprise stopped them for a loss, they're going to eat some yardage here. It's going to be a 15-yard penalty. We're going to be right at midfield. Check that. Right at the 48 of McQueen. And it will be a first down. Kind of interesting. Usually, with a five- or six-man crew, of just a five-man crew tonight. I know the North State hurting to get officials. Here's a handoff out to the left. That's called. He is going to be nearly wrapped up. Now he is finally tackled. He lost the ball on contact, and he does recover. I don't think the ball was out before his knee hit the ground, so about a two-yard gain out to midfield, and second and eight coming up. Whenever you see that ball come out, it doesn't matter if it's late or not, everybody just kind of reacts. Because a fumble can be a huge game changer, especially in a close game like this one is, and Enterprise trying to get any momentum they can. And if their defense can lead them into some scoring on the offensive side, that would be huge for the Hornets here in this first half. Right at midfield, second at 8 coming up. Stallworth, again a four receiver set, takes the snap, he's going to throw. He's got Kolb in the flats, makes the catch right at the line of scrimmage. He's going to get all the way out to the 41-yard line. And that's the first down again.
Leslie Cummings there with the tackle.
So Cummings, the safety, playing both sides of the football, goes over and makes that play. They had everybody manned up downfield. However, J.D. Kolb, who was in the backfield initially, went out on the flats, made the catch and a nice run after the reception. First and 10 at the 40-yard line. Just under 10 minutes to go. Second quarter, Connor Sutton, Joseph Van Dyke here with you for week zero. Kind of a strange title. Just in your head, you think week one. And now a flag is thrown here before either team even approached the line. Let's see what that is here. Is the White Hats going to come over? Just talking to that side official on the near side of the field. And maybe unsporting penalty from the Enterprise coaching staff? Let's see here. And it's going to be... play is going to be stopped. Oh, we're going to have a timeout, Enterprise. So after all that, I think the penalty marker is going to get picked back up. I could be wrong. We'll have a timeout. 9-0 our score, early second quarter. McQueen with a ball at the 40. We'll take a break. You're listening to North State High School Football here on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. I thought it would be fun to have you hear from some of our residents what life is like here at River Commons. I asked Jean, Rosalie, Gordon, and Sherry to share their thoughts.
Living here at River Commons is something I never even imagined or dreamed of. It's sort of like being on a vacation where you don't have to worry about doing anything and you have people taking care of you, looking out for you. The food is like being on a cruise ship, as my daughter puts it.
Home. It feels homey to me. Only better. I don't have to cook. I don't have to clean.
Been here 8 years. It's been fantastic. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
This is my home. The parties and the activities are great. I love living here. I wouldn't live anyplace else.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
Back out of the timeout. First and 10 from the 44. The Lancers leading 9-0, trying to extend their lead to possibly make it a three-score game here early. Taking the snap is Stallworth. Drops back. He's going to throw deep down the field into double coverage. He's got his man in the end zone. Touchdown. What a throw. I believe that was DJ Beckham, who made the catch on the streak down the right side of the field and a 40-yard bomb to the end zone, and it's 6 points, and it's 15-0.
Stallworth had all the time in the world
on
that throw. He was sitting there. He had his eyes on his receiver the whole way.
And it was double covered, as I mentioned, but Beckham just outran both to get into the end zone. Wow. We knew McQueen was going to be a tough matchup just based on their size walking on the field and doing a little bit of scouting. Is now the extra point unit's going to come out. We'll see if they do, in fact, kick this one. And they will. This one is up and good. It is 16-0 after that 40-yard pass. Well done by McQueen. And now Enterprise will try to answer as they come on offense when we come back. You listen to North State High School Football on KCNR 1460.
What is summer without a summer concert series? Our summer tribute series will keep you cool all summer long with live music on select Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. A tribute for everyone from rock and roll classics to soul and today's pop charts. Don't miss these amazing performances. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club or WinRiver.com. Tickets just $12.50 each or a table of 10 for $100. Come out and sing and dance along with your favorite tribute band at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center this summer. See the next best thing to your favorite artists in an intimate setting. For a complete lineup of our summer concert tribute series, visit WinRiver.com or download the Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend. Concerts are better at the river.
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
16-0 our score here in the second quarter. Here from Enterprise High School, the Hornets taking on the visiting McQueen High School Lancers out of Reno, Nevada. As McQueen will kick it away, it'll be taken in at the 3-yard line by Enterprise, moving to our right. That is Cummings, who's going to dodge a couple tacklers, gets out to the 28-yard line. And that is where he will set up shop as the QB. The Hornets in desperate need of getting some rhythm on the offensive side of the football.
They've had three drives where nothing has really panned out, and they haven't gotten major yardage downfield. So let's see if they can change some things and see what works for them on this drive.
Adjustments-wise, I mean, is there anything that, I mean, I think probably running inside has been a little bit unsuccessful. See if they can mix it up here offensively.
We'll see what they throw out with Cummings, see if he can connect on some passes, maybe get some deep balls. I know this team likes to possess the football, but we'll see if they can, what they can do here.
Here's a handoff to Jaden Campbell. He's got a good block. It's out to the 40. He's got a first down nearly, and he gets across midfield in a big 22-yard run for the big fella. And he is just a hard-nosed runner, Joseph, at 6'2", 215. He's a load, a tough tackle, and that time he put his nose down and broke a couple tackles, getting the first down.
Not only is he a big guy, but he is strong, and we saw that on that play, able to break a couple tackles and really get down that right sideline.
First and 10 across midfield at the 49, and Enterprise in a little bit of a desperate need of getting some momentum offensively after a nice play. So Cummings is now under center. Kelly, the smaller back in the fullback spot, it's going to Campbell out. This time a run to the left. He's tripped up at the 46-yard line. That'll be a 3-yard run. Had a good hole in front of him, but a nice tackle from behind from the outside linebacker for McQueen. I believe that was Noah Rickett on the play. Second and 7. Cummings getting the play from the sideline. Three receivers out to his right, one left, and Campbell right at his left hip. This time he'll be in the shotgun set. Here comes the blitz from McQueen as they're bluffing. Now let's see if they will come. Here they do. Second and short. Cummings is going to keep it himself, but he lost it, and it's jumped on top by an offensive lineman. We'll see who that is for Enterprise.
Keenan Maul there with the heads-up play as Cummings ran into his own player and lost the football. But again,
it's kind of a butt fumble instance that was made famous by Mark Sanchez a couple years ago in the NFL. However, it's actually going to be a forward progress play, so they will actually get some yardage on that play, and it's 3rd and 6 coming up.
Keenan Ma, the senior, with a really heads-up play to drop on that ball and secure the possession.
It was on the ground for a millisecond before he was able to jump on it. Cummings was keeping that quickly on the quarterback sneak. Big third down here. Cummings is going to keep it. He goes out to his right. He looks like he's going to run it all the way. He's hit hard right at the line of scrimmage and taken down. And who is that on the hit? Because that was
there
a good hit.
Defense, J.D. Cole once again.
And he's making plays on both sides of the football. Came in like a lightning bolt to make that stop right at the line of scrimmage. And it's 4th and 5 coming up. Well, Friday Night Lights and football is back. And we are excited for that as these two teams in their first appearances in an official game. And Cummings is going to punt this one away. It's going to be inside the 10. It's going to roll and picked up right at the 1-yard line. A great punt and coverage from Enterprise. And McQueen will have a tough task of taking over at their own 1-yard line when we come back. 7 minutes to go, second quarter, 16-0. The Lancers with the lead here on KCNR 1460.
Yeah, he'll stop. I have the right-of-way. Or will he? Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision Repair. Don't count on it. he or she might be texting, changing the station on the radio, or breaking up a fight in the back seat. Don't take that chance. Lives are at stake. Distracted driving is a danger to us all. You can be proactive in preventing an accident. There's not much you can do when you're sitting in your car and they back into your door. If this happens to you, come see us. We're located at the south end of Eastside Road just before Girvan. With your claim number, we can handle your entire claim process. Our quality repairs and friendly service will have you recommending Coachmaster to all your friends and family. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
First down and 10, and now a couple of flags have flown after the play.
Nick Ryan with a big run there. Breaking free on the left side, able to get a lot of yards, but we'll see what these penalties add up to.
Looks like it's going to be at least one hold, maybe even two. Is McQueen expecting that to come back? And the officials are huddling up here.
We'll see what Enterprise's defense is able to do on this drive. McQueen has a full field to go.
So the hold was a little bit down the field, so they won't get pushed back all the way at the one. It will be, I'm trying to see, they're actually moving the chains here, which doesn't make much sense. Yeah, they're moving the chains back. Okay, I feel a little bit more comfortable. For some reason, the chains moved, thinking it was a first down. The white hat went over to the crew chief official, and it's going to be first and about 5 yards at the six-yard line. Chains initially moved, and now the chains are probably pretty inaccurate. McQueen now on first and short. They're going to hand to a running back who's going to get the first down and is tackled to the 14-yard line. Nick Ryan was the man on the carry for the Lancers, recording a first down. Coming into this game, McQueen, the 22nd ranked team in Nevada. And of course, football is very competitive in Nevada. I wonder if you can bet on football in Nevada, high school.
High school football?
Here's a handoff out to the right. J.D. Kolb has blockers in front of him. Gets at least 5 yards. He's going to break all the whiz way as the flag's down. He's going to break even more tackles across the 50. And now he's going to go all the way. J.D. Kolb is going to have a touchdown. But let's see what the penalty is. Was nearly tackled a number of times, keeping the legs turning. And now let's see. It's going to come back, it appears, at a holding penalty.
I asked earlier what Enterprise's defense could do with the full field. I should have asked what J.T. Kolb could do with the full field.
Yeah, and he got down the field in a hurry. I imagine probably a pretty good 40 time. As he, once he broke a few tackles, he was gone, and he wasn't going to be caught.
But this looks like it will be called all the way back.
And so it's going to be first and 10. The flag was, again, a little bit down the field. And we're going to have a timeout. And it's going to be called by McQueen. It is their second timeout they have taken. They're up 16-0, 6 minutes to go in the second quarter here on KCNR 1460.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I got to ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's going to last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
First and about nine for McQueen as they lead 16-0. 6 minutes to go, second quarter. Here is a screen pass out to the left. It is caught by DJ Beckham, making a couple moves, and then he is driven out of bounds as the Max Preps photographer has to dodge out of the way, and now we have a late flag. My goodness, another flag. Has a nice stop there by Justin Kelly. I think we're going to have an unsportsmanlike penalty again. And these are just unexcusable. Yep, it's going to be unsportsmanlike contact against the defense. So, it's going to be, I believe, an automatic first down.
Penalty will be on number 24, Justin Kelly. Able to get there and make the tackle, but
maybe a little taunting, I'm not sure. My favorite part of that play was, again, the photographer trying to get out of the way and just barely did. So first and 10 at the 28-yard line. Shotgun set. They're going to send a man in motion. That is Beckham, but it's going to be kept by the quarterback, Stallworth, who gets nowhere, and that's second and 10 coming up. Might have been tripped up at the line of scrimmage. Nice night here in Redding, California. It's nice to see these teams get out here with all the smoke and the fires. So much going on, a kind of a nice way to distract ourselves a little bit here in Redding. Three receivers right. Let's see if Enterprise can get a stop here, maybe get the ball back and a score before halftime. Stallworth in the shotgun, takes the snap, dropping back to throw. Looking out to his left, pulls it back. Now he will throw down the field. A good throw, but it's just over the head of J.D. Cole, again, who has been a big target in this first half. Probably been the key player in the first half for the Lancers, and it's third and 10 coming up.
It looked like he kind of gave up on his route there a
little
bit.
Yeah. Maybe didn't think the ball was coming his way.
I don't know why he would think that. Seems like every ball's coming his way.
Yeah. Third and 10 at the 28. Five minutes to go here in the second quarter. Coming up at the half, we'll talk about this first half and maybe what's coming up next week. We're trying to figure out what next week's game of the week will be. Again, here's the snap. Back to throw. Throws out to the right. It is nearly picked off as it goes through the hands of Sean McDonald. And it's now fourth down, and it looks like they're going to punt it. Reminder, tonight's game is brought to you by Cal North Forestry, specializing in tree trimming service, stump grinding and removal, as well as gutter cleaning at affordable rates that meet any reasonable budget. And Cal North Forestry doing an awesome job helping out those who were affected by the car fire. If your property was affected in any way, they are donating 2 hours of free services. Truly incredible. Cummings is back to take in this punt. Here is the snap. And this is kind of a high punt. It's going to be called for a fair catch at the 44-yard line. That is where Enterprise will take over. We'll take a break. 16-0 our score, under 5 minutes to go here the first half on KCNR 1460.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind. Right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM.
Hi, I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, and in 2000 I opened the House of Conscious Living Yoga. We offer a variety of styles attending to the needs of all students. Our faculty consists of yoga therapists and health professionals. Conscious Living Yoga meets each student right where they are, and safety is always a priority. We offer weekly classes, class series, and workshops in addition to private sessions. Visit ConsciousLivingYoga.com for the online schedule, costs, and other interesting information.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
Cummings rolls out to his right on first down, looks down the field, and has to keep it as he gets about 2 yards on the play, second and eight. I thought he had his man out to the right. If it was Revolta who was out there at 6'5", a huge target, but decided not to throw it up to him. Second and eight. Again, in the shotgun set for Cummings. As he looks like he has to put his mouthpiece in. Now waits, puts a man in motion. Here fakes the handoff. They throw a little screen pass. That's out to the right. And he's got room to run in front of him. That is Amasaki. He's going to go all the way inside the 20. Still going. He's knocked out of bounds at the 15-yard line. And a huge play for Enterprise on second and eight. That's a big game north of 35 yards. And it's first and 10 inside the red zone for the first time tonight.
And that's a big first down. Nice little floater pass over the line to Matthew Amasaki, who was able to get out and run, stretch those legs a little bit with a block out in front.
And the biggest gain of the night so far for Enterprise, trying to cut into the 16-0 deficit they see themselves facing. First and 10. Here's a handoff, Jaden Campbell. Downhill run, he buries his way to inside the 10-yard line for about a 5-yard gain. And second and 5 coming up.
We'll get to see a little bit of Enterprise's end zone, red zone strategy.
I'm sure it's probably going to be pretty similar. Inside runs, a couple play action fakes. We'll see if they get creative. Two backs behind Cummings. Takes the snap, hands off to his running back who tries to go up the middle. Now has to go out to his left. Has room to run. Tries to break inside the 5. And about a 5-yard gain. That's Anthony Norman on the carry. It looks like he's going to be just short of the first down marker in third and inches coming up. It will be third down and short. And one thing that is good is Jaden Campbell, who was out on that last play. He'll come in. He's a very, very good short down running back. Because he is so big and has such strength, he's able to move a lot of defensive linemen to at least get the few inches that are needed. Third and short. Here is that power formation. And now a timeout is going to be taken by Enterprise, and we will take a break. 2:32 to go in the second quarter. The Enterprise Hornets trailing 16-0 here on KCNR 1460.
The average adult has issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert. Like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
2:32 to go in the first half. Cummings on third and short. He will take the snap. He's just going to go himself. He's got the first down inside the 5. And it's going to be right near the goal line. It's going to be short, however. But a nice little third down push. Kind of a quick snap. It didn't look like McQueen was ready at all. It's going to be a first down. So now, as the clock has stopped for some reason. They were trying to move the chains. However, all he needed to move is the line marker. 16-0, our score. Let's see if Enterprise can get a touchdown here.
A little bit of confusion as Jaden Campbell comes back to get the play from the coach.
And I think we are going to have a timeout. We are. Enterprise will take another break. 2:05 to go. First half. 16-0 our score here on KCNR 1460.
To the firefighters and first responders, we say thank you. To those who've lost property or family, our hearts grieve with you. At Harrison's Marine and RV, we're still collecting donations of money and supplies for distribution. We are community. As a part of that community, we have felt the impact of this disaster, and we're doing what we can to help. For fire victims needing a trailer to live in, we are helping with significantly reduced pricing. Please call for details. Harrison's will be at the Mount Shasta Mall this Friday through Sunday, where our boats and RVs will be on display for everyone. We'll be selling RVs and boats, and we will display signs thanking the heroes, the first responders, and all who are helping our community to recover, repair, rebuild, and heal. Bring your sign to the Mount Shasta Mall, and we'll display it along with ours. Let's say thank you together.
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
Enterprise knocking on the door of a touchdown here as they are on the goal line. Out of the timeout, 2:05 to go. And again, they're going to try to rush it. And Leslie Cummings is in, and that's a touchdown. Very well done from Leslie Cummings, and it's the first score of the year for the senior and the first score of the year for the Hornets. 16-6. As now the extra point unit will come out. And we'll find out what happens with the extra point when we come back here on KCNR 1460.
Hey, you getting hungry?
Yeah, hungry as a bear.
Oh, yes, the eternal question. What's for lunch?
Fast food?
Nah. I want something that didn't come in a bag.
Someplace fancy.
No, I want a place that has a down-home atmosphere, serves good portions, and has consistently good food.
My friend, you just described Black Bear Diner. They started just up the road in Mount Shasta. They have carried that feeling of home-cooked meals at a great price to more than 100 locations.
They're on Hilltop Drive in Redding. What's that?
It's time to feed the inner bear.
Black Bear Diner.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
We're back out at Enterprise High School. Enterprise converting on the two-point conversion. Sean McDonald faking the kick and able to run around right and get in the end zone for 2 points, making the score 8-16. Enterprise putting points on the board late in this first half. And we're set to kick. JT Kolb of McQueen back to receive the kick. And this will fall out the back of the end zone. Flag on the play. We'll see what the call is here. Big play for Enterprise, able to get not only 6 or 7 points on the board, but 8 as they convert the 2-point try. And it looks like there will be a penalty against Enterprise. McQueen will get the ball at the 35-yard line. We'll see if Enterprise's defense is able to hold in these last 2 minutes of the first half and send this game close as we take the halftime break. Stallingworth in the shotgun, looks to his right. Has some time, makes the pass, and that's completed. And it will be a first down as the receiver makes his way down the right sideline. It looks like wide receiver Tommy Lopez-Korinsky on the play. And that will be a first down for McQueen. Stallingworth once again in the shotgun. Three receiver set. Has a running back on his right hip. He will look to pass. Feels some pressure, but makes a throw downfield. That is incomplete. J.D. Colb looking for some pass interference on that play, but no flag will be thrown. Making it second and 10 for McQueen. A minute 45 left to play in the first half. 8-16. McQueen with the ball on their 45. Looking to put some more points on the board to end this second quarter. Stallingworth will take the snap. Looks to his left, throws. Complete to DJ Beckham for about a 5-yard gain. And it will be third and 5 on their 40-yard line.
A big 2-point conversion for Enterprise, Joseph, and cutting the lead in half, making it a 1-score game. And kind of big heading into the half. They got to get a stop here, though. Third down and 5 at the 39-yard line. Dropping back to pass is Stallworth. He's going to throw deep down the field. This ball is going to be incomplete. Cummings nearly intercepted it. And now it's fourth down.
Nearly intercepted as Cummings had a lot of time to read that throw and get to that ball.
So kind of decision time here for the Lancers. Jim Snelling at inside the 40-yard line. Kind of in a strange spot to punt it. Obviously too far for a field goal. And it looks like they're going to go for it. 16-8 our score. 109 remaining.
Lancers trying to put more points on the board to end the second quarter.
Stallworth, shotgun set. Play action fake. He's going to keep it himself. Now throws a toss play out to the left. It's Beckham. And I don't believe he got there.
It will be short.
Let's see what they decide. It's going to be a turnover on downs. So a big stop for the defense for Enterprise. So a touchdown, a 2-point conversion, and a big fourth down stop. They'll get the ball back. They do not have any timeouts remaining. However, a minute and 2 seconds to go here in the first half. Maybe an opportunity to cut into this lead even more.
Two consecutive stops for Enterprise's defense. A nice shift in tone from earlier in the game.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's first and 10. Four receivers, excuse me. Two left, two right. Campbell, the running back at Cummings' left hip, drops back to pass. Quick throw out to the right. He overthrows Amasaki. Incomplete. And I just saw Chris Combs point to a wide open receiver down the field. It was Sean McDonald, who was unguarded. Second and 10. Only 3 seconds ticked by right there. 59 seconds to go, first half. Big wide receiver at 6'5". Roberto Revolta out to his right. Three receivers left and trips bunch. Jaden Campbell at the left hip of Cummings. Cummings is now going to try and take it himself, and he is taken down. I think they're just going to let this one wind out here.
There will be a 2-yard loss on the play.
And, wow, McQueen is going to take a timeout. Their final timeout of this first half. 16-8 our score. Maybe they're trying to get the ball back. Would be my only guess. However, they're coming all the way out to midfield to have this timeout talk. It's kind of strange. Coming up at the half, we'll talk about things we've seen in this first half. And Enterprise, in the first 15 minutes of this game or so, looked a bit shaky, but after that timeout, or that touchdown, I should say, and a nice drive, 2-point conversion that was successful, and picking up that big third and fourth down stops, might have a little momentum going into the half. So it's third and 12. I imagine they're probably going to run it again here. 46 seconds remaining. A And now Enterprise does come out of the huddle of the timeout. Reminder, tonight's game is brought to you by Cal North Forestry, locally owned and operated by Tom Yulians. Call him at 530-200-8123. Power formation, a couple of backs behind by Cummings, who's in the... And now they're going to fake a pass. It's going to throw down the field. It is caught. A first down across the 40. What a big play there. Remember, the clock has to stop to move the chains.
Sean McDonald there with the catch.
It looked like it was just going to be a simple handoff instead of play action fake and a big gain. And now can Enterprise maybe close the gap even more? 40 seconds to go. First and 10. Cummings looking to get the play, and now a flag is thrown. Uh-oh. What is that on? It's going to be declined. There's too many men on the field, I believe, for McQueen. So, first and 10 from the 38-yard line with 35 seconds remaining.
And we'll see what Enterprise can do with this short clock here to end the second quarter. 38 yards to the goal line, 35 seconds on the clock.
And we're still waiting, and now we're going to move 15 yards forward. Looked like it's going to be an unsportsmanlike flag. So now Enterprise in a real good spot. 35 seconds to go. Neither team has a timeout. First and 10 from the 23. Clock is now running. Cummings drops back to pass. Here comes the outside rush. Now looks. He's going to have room to run. Got room to run down the left side. He's got a few yards. Inside the 10. Cummings to the end zone. He dives. Touchdown. What a play from Leslie Cummings. His second rushing touchdown of the night. Drops back to pass as if he was throwing down the field. Escaped the rush. And then flew down the sideline for a big touchdown. What a play.
Very athletic play there by the senior. Gets the crowd involved, gets everyone on their feet. And just like that, Enterprise is back in this game, down two, 23 seconds left on the clock.
We'll see. It looks like they're going to go for two. Maybe not. Cummings will be the holder. McDonald is, I believe, going to kick the extra point with 23 seconds remaining. Here's the snap. They're going to fake it. McDonald, he throws to the end zone. It is intercepted. Now in the back, in the other direction is now, remember, that runs the play dead. So it's no good, but however, what a response from Enterprise in this second quarter. 14 unanswered points, and they have closed the gap in a hurry trying to tie the game here in this second quarter. But definitely going to have some momentum going into the half.
And if you're Enterprise, you feel good heading to your locker room right now. I'm excited to see what they come out with in the second half.
Yeah, absolutely. Me too. And now we'll have just a few more plays.
23 seconds left on the clock.
And we'll see if really all Enterprise needs to do here is play a little bit safe, just make some tackles. As it will be, I believe, McDonald kicking it away. But it seems like two different teams in the first and second quarters. This is kind of something we saw Enterprise do early last year as well, where they started out a little bit slow and then picked it up. But a pretty competitive first half. First quarter, as I mentioned, was all McQueen. And now here in the second quarter, Enterprise has come to life. This is going to be a squib kick. It's going to be roll to the 20. Taken in by Kolb. Kolb is taken down at the 33, and now we have a flag thrown at the 35-yard line and another flag at the 31. Flags have been in a premium tonight. See what the penalty is. 17 seconds remaining. honestly, these flags are a little bit unnecessary. I imagine all McQueen is going to do is just one run up the middle or maybe even a knee to end the first half. And now they're trying to figure out which flag threw which. So, there's two penalties against the receiving team. So let's see how far back this is going to go. Look like one block in the back. And McQueen has kind of seen the momentum shift greatly against them.
If you're McQueen right now, you're ready to head into the locker room, rally the troops, and try to get what was working for you in the first quarter out again in this second half.
Yeah. So it is first down. Are the penalties offsetting? I'm trying to figure out here. It looked like now we are going to move them back. So it's going to be at the 21-yard line. So 17 seconds remaining. I imagine McQueen is just going to take a knee, and they will. And that's going to end the first half. A strong, strong first quarter from McQueen, but Enterprise battling back, cutting it to a two-point game as we head to the intermission. 16-14, our score here on KCNR 1460. We'll take a break. We'll be back with the halftime show.
Fresh air and new lasting friendships are hard to come by these days. Bikers Against Child Abuse will be escaping the valley for a weekend to ride through the forests near Shasta Lake, and you're invited. Every child deserves a great childhood, and by coming together, we can help prevent and end child abuse. Enjoy a weekend of fun by joining Bikers Against Child Abuse September 7th through the 9th at Lakeshore Inn and RV. The Shasta County Summer Camp Out will include overnight camping with cabins, a live band, and the scenic Shasta County ride, complete with a barbecue dinner. Festivities begin Friday with a meet and greet. Then, on Saturday, enjoy a ride. Meet up at 9:30, kickstands up at 10, arrive back around 2, and then the party begins. You won't want to miss the Bikers Against Child Abuse 3-day camp out the weekend of September 8th. For more information, contact Bikers Against Child Abuse or call Terminator at 209-9473.
Hi, this is Don Burton. In the wake of the car fire, disaster rumors seem to move quickly, and in some cases can be devastating to companies and individuals. One of those rumors relates to Palomar Builders and its owner, Jeb Allen. There's a rumor that Jeb has raised the prices on all his homes in an effort to profit from this disaster. Nothing could be farther from the truth. In the 30 years that Palomar Builders have been building homes in the North State, they have never had a price increase greater than 3%, ever. And many of the homes that were for sale were immediately opened up to displaced fire victims on the onset of the fire. And so many people know Jeb Allen and Palomar Builders as a giving company. And it's true, they've donated over $500,000 to Make-A-Wish in the past 2 years. Our community is important to Jeb Allen and Palomar Builders because they're part of this community. In an effort to help with home ownership, Jeb is offering $10,000 in free upgrades on any Palomar home in the month of August. For more information, contact Tom Papik of Coldwell Bank of CNC Properties at 941-9534.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, Professional Cleaning Services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
We learned it the hard way. Wildland fire is a fact of life for us. The only real protection for your home and property is defensible space. Remove ladder fuels, brush, and trees that can take the fire right into your house. But cleaning up your landscape is a big job, and Cal North Forestry is up to the task. They are the professionals. Cal North Forestry. Give your home the best chance at survival. For a free estimate, call 209-9473. 209-9473.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
North State High School Football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Welcome back here to High School Football here on KCNR 1460. Here at the half, McQueen leading 16-14 as the Hornets did a nice job of coming back in that second quarter with back-to-back rushing touchdowns from their quarterback, Leslie Cummings, who had a big first half. And really in that second quarter, the defense did a very nice job for the Hornets of stopping the outstanding play from McQueen's offense. They had a nice start from Stallworth, and then, of course, DJ Beckham with a touchdown catch and J.D. Cole with a couple of big runs on the game. So things we're looking forward to here in the second half. If Enterprise can stay in that defensive groove and try to hold really more of J.D. Cole down to as much as they can, that would be very, very big for the future of this game. Obviously, Enterprise is going to try to keep the ball in the hands of Leslie Cummings, who's been able to make the plays. But when they have dumped it off to their running backs, Jaden Campbell and Justin Kelly, they've also been successful. If they continually hand it to those guys, let them carry the load, they might not get a whole lot of big yardages quickly, but they will get short gains, and then that opens up more for their offense. So I imagine to see more of those inside rushes as we continue to see this game happen is McQueen High School, or McQueen High School is rated over $10,020. They just announced here at halftime the people of the Car Fire, truly outstanding. And that is absolutely unbelievable. A huge, huge thank you to the people from McQueen High School in Reno, Nevada. Outstanding. We'll take another break. 16-14, our score. More back when we come back with the halftime report here on KCNR 1460.
Summertime is fun time in Northern California. We're Billy and Patrick with your personal invitation to have more fun in a brand new Kia from Renting Kia, your official summertime fun headquarters.
Celebrate this summer with no payments for 90 days in a new 2018 Kia Niro. This sporty 50-mile-per-gallon crossover hatchback hybrid is showing up everywhere in NorCal.
I've got one. I love it.
And nothing says summer like the 2018 Kia Soul. That's the cool crossover that sits up nice and high, has tons of storage, and like all Kias, it's America's best value. We have a Soul, and it's perfect.
The 2019 all-wheel drive Kia Sorento is here. There's room for your camping gear. It has power for towing and is at home on or off-road.
Get yours today and make no payments until fall.
No cost, lifetime oil changes and tire rotations are yours when you take home your new Kia from Redding Kia, proud sponsor of community events like the Mosquito Serenade.
Finance offer on approval of credit ends 8/10/2018. Redding Kia, reddingkia.com.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Radola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Radola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
The word rebuild, Merriam-Webster defines it as to make extensive repairs to, reconstruct, to build again after being damaged or destroyed. It's a word we're hearing a lot in the North State, and many people not only are rebuilding their homes, but rebuilding their lives. Palomar Builders has been part of our community for over 30 years, and Jeb Allen and Palomar Builders are announcing a very generous new offer. $15,000 in buyer's credit on any new Palomar home. Your $15,000 can be used towards closing costs or upgrades. It's just one of the many ways Palomar Builders is showing their support of our community in these toughest of times. So through August 26, receive $15,000 in buyer's credit on any new Palomar home. Again, you can use it for closing costs or many, many upgrades to your home. If you'd like more information, simply find the Palomar Builders page on Facebook.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 HealthGrades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back, North State High School Football. Here at the half, 16-14 our score. Connor Sutton and Joseph Van Dyke with you. Quickly, Joseph, what do you expect to see in the second half? I kind of gave fans a little bit about what I think, probably some inside runs from Enterprise. That seems to be what they're most consistent with. But do you expect to see Leslie Cummings get more involved on the running game, not just the passing game?
I'd like to see them get the backs involved. Like you probably said, Justin Kelly and Jaden Campbell have been big for Enterprise. I expect more of that in the second half.
Well, they're getting those short runs, and it may not seem like they're picking up big yardage. However, those little runs, they wear down the defense, and then you're allowed to make those big plays.
And that's exactly what head coach Chris Combs wants. He wants Enterprise to hold the ball for the majority of the quarter, really win the battle of the ball, and wear down the defense and see what you can get once the defense is tired and has been playing defense for 5-4 minutes.
Enterprise's defense also much improved in that second quarter, but really more than anything, it was finally stopping the play from the running back, J.D. Kolb, who was outstanding. If they can keep him inside the tackles, don't allow him around the outside, is what seems to be where he's at his best, they could be very successful.
And that is big for Enterprise. I think McQueen kind of went away from running J.D. Kolb. They were throwing the ball downfield a lot, trying to make some outside passes and see what they can do down the sideline. But I think if Enterprise takes that defensive momentum they probably gained in that second quarter into the second half, it can be a different ballgame.
We're about 2 minutes away from beginning the second half. We got that coming up next here on KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
People, real winners. Congratulations to all of our Swipe to Win winners at Wind River Resort and Casino. So far this year, prizes have included a Super Bowl package for two, two cruises for two, a Ranger patio boat, a Ranger bass boat, a tiny house RV, a travel camper, two Harley Davidsons, and loads of free slot play and cash. Our giveaways continue in August with our Scootin' Through Summer Swipe to Win promotion. Not one, two, three, or four, but five Yamaha Zuma scooters from Redding Yamaha Sea-Doo awaits lucky winners. What a week! Play our Scootin' Through Summer promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn four times the entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or a Yamaha Zuma scooter plus 200 cash or free slot play. Creating new memories one summer at a time with our friends at Redding Yamaha Sea-Doo. Trines every Friday at 8 p.m. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
An outstanding halftime little ceremony where McQueen was able to give out $10,000, north of $10,000, to folks who've lost everything here in the car fire in the last couple months. So exciting to see that. Big thanks to the people of Reno, Nevada and McQueen High School. That's very, very incredible. However, still got to focus on the task at hand here for Enterprise. It's kind of nice, you know, some of these games, Joseph, as you'll come to see, is that you don't really get to have a team to root for. But tonight, because Enterprise is essentially the home team here in Reading, we do get to root for them a little bit. So it's kind of nice that we have a team that we can put all our money on, it, essentially, as broadcasters.
It's also kind of not hard to cheer for Enterprise the way they played in that second quarter.
Yeah.
Big athletic plays that got the crowd involved, got us involved. We were both on our feet there for a little bit.
Yep.
When with that touchdown to put them within 2 points, and it's just exciting, and you can't not root for a team when you're in an environment like this.
No, absolutely, and hopefully Enterprise can continue to live on that momentum, and sometimes you don't want halftime to come when you're playing as well as they did in that second quarter, but imagine for McQueen, it couldn't have come any faster.
Yeah. McQueen really needed to regroup after that second quarter. Nothing really going that way. We mentioned the penalties going against both teams, but McQueen really felt them in that second quarter.
I imagine Leslie Cummings is going to look down the field in this second half. We saw him do it a couple times in the first half, wasn't able to connect. However, if we see a big play through the air, I think that would give this team a big boost offensively.
And this is the first game of the season, like you said, week zero. It's always a different feel out there under these Friday night lights.
Uh-huh.
People hitting. And we'll see if Leslie can convert on one of those throws here in the second half.
Pretty good crowd in track here in Enterprise High School. A lot of fans out here for this non-league game. As the Hornets looking to improve to 1-0. They started the season last year 3-0, but then were 1-7 in their next eight. So trying to, again, start the season off on a high note. We'll see if Chris Combs can get his first win as the non-interim head coach. I believe Enterprise will kick it away. They will, after receiving the kick to begin the game. We're still waiting for McQueen to come out on the field. They're still huddled on that other sideline. And they finally do come out. So McQueen will be moving to our right. Enterprise in the opposite direction here in the third quarter to our left. We'll switch, obviously, for the fourth quarter. Another thing that's going to be important for both these teams is trying to save timeouts. You only get three, but a lot of times early in seasons, because there is some miscommunication, we will see teams, unfortunately, have to burn timeouts.
And we saw that with Enterprise really stressing in their red zone. Burn two timeouts quick in the second quarter.
Sean McDonald will be the one to kick it away here as we begin the second half here from Enterprise High School. And a good kick. It gets all the way to the six-yard line. And I believe that is DJ Beckham. Nope, that is J.D. Kolb yet again. He's got a good run out to the 40. Continues to run just across the 40 to around the 43 or 44-yard line for about a 32-yard return. And we mentioned it halftime. We mentioned in the first half, J.D. Kolb has got such good speed. He's so tough to corral defensively, and somehow the Enterprise Hornets got to find a way to do that here in the second half.
Absolutely.
So McQueen will take over. Dominique Stallworth, who was a little bit quiet in that first half, throwing the football. Did have that touchdown pass down the sideline to DJ Beckham on a 40-yard bomb. We'll see if he can try to get his percentage up, as he did have a couple missed throws. He starts in the shotgun from the 44-yard line on first and 10. Takes the snap, hands off. That is Kolb. He stutter steps and is wrapped up and taken down for about a 2-yard game at the 46-yard line.
Justin Kelly there at the offensive line to make that tackle. Really stop him right in his tracks.
Kelly, at just 5'8", 170, one of the outside linebackers, able to make plays. And it's second and 8 coming up. Enterprise showing blitz. Here's another inside handoff. Now looking for blocking in front of him again as he spins his way across midfield to the 48. And again, that was Kolb. And it's third and 3 coming up. Couple of short runs that time for Kolb after the big gain on the return. He's just a workhorse out there. Seems like he's getting nearly every throw and every carry. Third and short, shotgun set. Split backs behind him. As again, they'll hand it to Kolb. He looks for the first down. He will get it across the 45 to the 44 and a first down. So three consecutive runs to their top running back, and Kolb able to make the play and move the chains.
And down the stretch, if we hope for Enterprise to get back in this game, we're going to need to see them make a stand on third down.
First and 10 from the 44. The Hornets 44. One receiver each side. A tight end left. Hand off, and it's a play action fake. Throws over the middle. Nice pass. It is caught across the 35. It's going to be right near first down. It's going to be, I believe, a first down. It will be. And I'm trying to see who that is on the catch. It looks like it's Jalen King, the tight end. Play action fake. And King came over to make the catch. I believe that was King. Am I wrong on that, Joseph? It's so tough to see the numbers. They're wearing white jerseys with gray numbering. Not the easiest numbers in the world to see, that's for sure. However, it is first and 10 at the 34. Once again in the shotgun. Taking the snap. Again, the give to Kolb. He's looking for room, and he's got it. Moves out to the right. It's now a race to the pylon. Kolb with a stiff arm, and he's in. Touchdown. No flags. Great blocking from the offensive line. And then the receivers down the field. It's a 34-yard touchdown run for Kolb, his second touchdown run of the night. And it's 22-14. And we talked about at halftime trying to not allow the big plays from Kolb, but he is so good when he is able to get the top speed. He's so tough to catch.
We also talked about at halftime them getting away from throwing. Cole received the ball, and three out of five plays made big yards downfield.
Just 2 minutes into this second half, and McQueen able to march down the field, score a touchdown. And like you said, just five plays. They're going to go for two here. And now we're going to have a flag. And it's delay of game. So now they're going to switch it up. They will, in fact, kick it. It'll move it to the eight. So they will now kick it. It didn't quite make sense to me to try to go for two here. You stretch it from 8 to 10. A little bit risky. Here's the snap, the kick. It is up and good, and now a late flag as it's going to be roughing the kicker. So it's 23-14. McQueen begins the third quarter with a nice drive, scoring a touchdown. 10 minutes to go. Third quarter, we'll be back here on KCNR 1460.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
With all the activity in the community and now the pressure of school shopping, your wallet may be feeling the pinch. Before you bring out the charge card, look in the bottom of your jewelry box where cash is waiting to be found. The gold mark will turn your broken, outdated, unwanted, and salvaged gold, platinum, and diamonds into instant cash. Our expert staff have been helping people like you for over 30 years. Make the process easy, and we pay excellent prices. You'll be surprised just how much your unwanted gold will bring. The gold mark in the Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
So after the roughing the kicker penalty, the McQueen Lancers will be kicking off from the Enterprise 45-yard line. So we'll see what they do here. Well, I think they'll imagine they'll try to avoid a touchback here. Use this to their advantage. However, this is a good kick. They're going to just let it go. It will go into the end zone for a touchback. Enterprise will take over at the 20. Can the Hornets bounce back offensively after giving up the touchdown? They trail by 9, 23-14. We'll see what the Hornets can do offensively. Leslie Cummings scoring both touchdowns. The score says 23-14 as we have a handoff out of Campbell. He stiff arms a couple of would-be tacklers, gets all the way to the 26-yard line, a nice run.
Campbell there, able to get a couple yards.
Yeah.
With practically three guys on his back.
And that just shows the strength of Campbell. He's able to drag tacklers a few yards. Second and four coming up. Nine minutes to go in the third. Here's a quick handoff. This is to Kelly. He fights his way for yardage and is now pushed back. He did get a couple forward progress. I think it'll be third and two coming up on a two-yard gain. And now they're going to stop the clock here. Third and two coming up, and now we will have a timeout McQueen. So we talked about it earlier, Lancer is going to have to take a timeout here early in this third quarter. They lead by nine, and we'll take a break here on KCNR 1460.
Joe Heslin for Carmona's Appliance Center.
As your local Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Maytag, Amana, and Janier dealer, we carry a complete line of superior appliances. We also have a large selection of barbecues and barbecue accessories. Whether you want a standalone or a built-in model, our experienced sales staff will qualify your needs to provide you the proper unit to enhance your outside dining.
Carmona's Appliance Center, your locally owned brand source dealer, Mistletoe Lane, Reading. Like us on Facebook and log on at carmonasappliances.com.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back here. Enterprise on a third and short. Cummings in the shotgun set. Two receivers to his right. They bliff a blitz. Now here's Cummings. Runs out to his left. He's got the first down as he goes out of bounds at the 31. A three-yard gain. And that will pick up the needed first down. And that'll move the chains. Tonight's game is brought to you by Cal North Forestry. You can visit them at calnorthforestry.com. It provides a team of expert arborists and at Cal North Forestry. Professional tree service and more for your home and business. Remember, that's calnorthforestry.com. Here is a throw out to the right. Amasaki laid out as it was right at the line of scrimmage, but it's incomplete. Looked like a screen pass, but there was forward progress, so not a fumble. Second and 10 from the 31. Power formation. Here comes a couple subs for McQueen. They've been putting on the pressure, sending blitzes often in this set of plays here. Cummings under center. Drops back to pass. Has to roll out to his right. Now throws to Campbell, who makes the catch, but he's going to be dragged way down in the backfield at the 21-yard line. So that's a loss of about 10, and that's third down. So Cummings trying to make a play. The rush was coming, threw it to Campbell. Campbell deflected it up in the air, made the catch, but then was dragged down immediately way in the backfield. So third and a long ways coming up. Here is a throw down the middle. It is over the top of the intended receiver. And that's Sean McDonald again was the intended receiver in double coverage. They just were trying to get the yardage any way they could. Now it's fourth and long and the punting unit will come out. Not exactly the response the Hornets wanted to that touchdown. A lot of football left. McDonald's going to head back and punt this one away. This punt is nearly blocked. It's going to skip and continue to roll as it's going to go out of bounds at around the, let's see, where they're going to mark it at. They're going to mark it at the 37 or 38 yard line on the other side of the field. So that's where McQueen will take over when we come back. 8 minutes to go, third quarter. The visitors on the scoreboard of McQueen High School, Lancers with the lead, 23-14 here on KCNR 1460.
The world's largest dinosaurs are coming to Turtle Bay Exploration Park May 5th through September 9th. You can explore the amazing biology of supersized dinos in this epic new exhibition, great for all ages. The world's largest dinosaurs is organized by the American Museum of Natural History and presented by Dennis and Cheryl Bambauer, with major support from U.S. Bank and Shasta Regional Medical Center. The world's largest dinosaurs is included with park admission and always free for members. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
The first responders and the firemen deserve all the credit for saving so many homes and houses. Some of them didn't get saved.
Hi, I'm Jeb Allen, owner of Palomar Construction.
Palomar Construction is working as hard as they can, trying to keep the cost at a minimum, and all the subcontractors are going to help us put people back into homes as quick as we possibly can. Palomar's cared about Redding for 30 years, and we're not going to stop now.
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
On first and 10 for McQueen, they give a handoff up the middle to J.D. Kolb, and he is once again gone as he takes it to the house. A 62-yard touchdown run, and McQueen is back at it on the offensive side of the football, leading 29-14, and they'll look to add on here with the extra point. The extra point is going to be up and good. So we come back from break, a quick touchdown and an extra point, and we have to take another break again. 30-14 our score. Enterprise will be trying to cut down this quick two scores for McQueen when we come back here on KCNR 1460.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
The Hornets will return this kick here as it is kicked away by Derek Bass. Taken in at the 5-yard line and nearly tackled for a loss. Now has a good spot out to his left. That is an Anthony Norman who gets all the way to do the 28-yard line, but there is a flag right down on the spot where he was knocked out of bounds. Let's see what the flag is. Not sure what the flag is going to be. It's right at the end, so it might be a little bit of a late hit.
The Hornets find themselves down 16 once again, 4 minutes into this third quarter. McQueen coming out responding to the second quarter burst Enterprise had, scoring two quick touchdowns.
And this second half beginning very similar to how the first half began. Enterprise struggling to begin the first and third quarter so far. 15 yards are going to be added at the end of that play. So Hornets will take over in pretty good field position at the 42-yard line. Their own 42, first and 10. Here's a power set, three backs. They're going to hand it to Jaden Campbell, tries to bulldoze his way up the field, but is stopped right near the line, maybe pushed enough forward to get 1 yard. Second and 9 coming up. First time we've seen that three running back formation, Joseph. And it seemed that that was gave the ability to McQueen to be able to send a blitz.
And maybe we'll see more of that. Enterprise really trying to pound the ball in and get some yards.
This is also time to try to figure out what plays work. And, I mean, it is preseason. Now, every game matters, of course. Here is a handoff up the middle, and again, nowhere to go as Anthony Norman took the ball and it was hit nearly right away. And a loss of one, so back to the original line of scrimmage in third and 10 coming up. Third and 10. Got to get creative here. Down two scores in the third. Cummings under center. Play action fake. Rolls out to his right. He's got the defense coming. Throws to his right. It's complete to Amasaki, and I think he got the first down. as he got his toes in. It is going to be a first down. Very nicely done on a slant route from Amasaki going up the field, coming back, being aware of the sideline and of the first down marker to get just beyond it and make the catch. And that was beautifully executed and a first down for the Hornets.
It's also a very good throw by Cummings, rolling to his right, able to see the receiver.
Throwing on the run as well, which is not easy. That's one of the things that he's so highly praised about, is because he is a dual threat quarterback and he can make plays on the move. So first and 10 across midfield at the 47-yard line. Three receivers left for the Hornets. Cummings in a shotgun set with Campbell to his right hip. Drops back the pass. Quick throw. It is tipped at the line. Incomplete. Intended for Kelly on a quick little slant. Second and 10 coming up. Enterprise trying to use that momentum from the third down conversion, passing the ball to do the same on first and 10, but tipped at the line. Second and 10, here comes the blitz. Drops back to pass, throws quickly off to the right, just behind the receiver. That's Revolta. Was the intended receiver on the comeback route. Or a curl. Third and 10.
Enterprise throwing three receivers left on back-to-back-to-back plays.
Cummings in the shotgun, drops back left. He throws to Amasaki, who makes the catch and is hit in the air. Makes the catch, but it's for about a four-yard gain. A nice wrap-up there from DJ Beckham, who is limping. And he's holding his hamstring. And now they're going to take him out. It looked like he's either cramping or something happened. However, Enterprise trying to make a play in a hurry, and now whistle was blown. I think they were just waiting for him to get off to the sideline. Fourth and 6, they're going to go for it. Now changing the play at the line. Cummings takes the snap, dropping back again to throw. Here comes the pressure. Rolling out to his left, nowhere to go. He has to throw. It's through the hands and just past the outstretched gloves of Amasaki, incomplete, and a turnover on downs. Everything right. He is running left, throwing across his body, and Cummings just unable to put that one on the money, and it's a turnover on downs. So McQueen will take over, first and 10 from the 43-yard line, their own 43.
McQueen hasn't had the ball for long this half, but they've been able to put two scores on the board.
Very quickly.
We'll see if that can carry into this drive.
And McQueen, one of the first teams I've seen not to travel a cheerleading squad with them. They have probably 30 to 40 fans in their stands. And that's a long way to come from Reno. It's about a four-hour drive. First and 10, here's a handoff. That's, again, to who else but J.D. Kolb, who gets about a five-yard gain out to the 48. Second and 5 coming up. Don't stop a good thing when you got a good thing going. As Cole continues to get the handoffs and he continues to be successful. He's either just below 200 yards so far tonight or he is above it because he's been marvelous this evening. Second and 5 from the 48.5 yard line. Here's a handoff up the middle. This time it's Noah Rickett on the carry, the fullback. He's just short of the first down. Well, let's see. They're going to mark it. And now they're going to come out and measure it on second down. So the chains are going to come out. A reminder, tonight's game is brought to you by Cal North Forestry, locally owned and operated. You can call them at 530-200-8121. 3. If your property was affected in any way by the car fire, they are donating 2 free hours of service. See where they're going to mark this. And it's going to be just short, I believe. Nope, it's going to be a first down by just barely. I mean, just barely. Wow. So first and 10 going to be from the 47-yard line across midfield for McQueen. And as I mentioned earlier, this game far from over. However, a touchdown here could make things very, very difficult for Enterprise. 30-14 our score, 4:24 to go in the third. Here is Stallworth. He's going to again hand it off to his fullback, and he's going to run all the way to the 37-yard line. That's going to be right near a first down again. And again, Noah Rickett with a nice carry. And I think that's going to be a first down.
It looks like a couple flags down on the play. At about the 45-yard line.
Yeah, back, not all the way at the line of scrimmage, but part of the way back, and we might see a hold, a pair of flags. So probably would imagine the officials probably saw the same thing. It is going to be a hold against the offense. So that'll move McQueen back. So J.D. Kolb, who we've mentioned a lot tonight, with lightning quick speed, he plays for McQueen High School.
A little Cars reference there.
Could be a little lightning McQueen. Speaking of Kolb, he'll get the handoff out to his left, an outside run. Lots of room in front of him, and he is knocked out of bounds, and now... Oh, that could have been a late flag as he was tackled after going out of bounds for about a 10-yard game.
Kolb says ka-chow as he lowers his shoulder, tries to get a couple yards after the play.
Oh, man. I'm out of Cars references. I got 2. That's about it. I'm sure they've gotten that before. 2nd and 7. Second and 7 here in week 0. Handoff. This is to Nick Ryan. He looks to make a move over to the left side. Gets about 4 yards to the 40. And 3rd and short coming up. See if Enterprise can get a stop here, get the ball back. I would imagine, however, if McQueen does not convert this third down, they probably will go for it because they're kind of in that spot where you can't kick a field goal and punting doesn't really help you. Here is a handoff out to Nick Ryan. He's going to have the first down. He's got lots of room to run in front of him. He's dragged down and then ticking down at the knees across the 20 in a big run and a first down. And they are inside the red zone yet again, and this McQueen offense continues to march here in this third quarter.
And again, we see running success for McQueen. If not JT Kolb, Nick Ryan emerging with back-to-back big plays for the Lancers.
The Enterprise student section and cheerleaders going absolutely nuts here in the third quarter. Not really interceding with the game. Here's a handoff to the fullback for about a 4-yard game. That was Noah Rickett again. And McQueen just kind of trying to make this clock run as much as they can as they continue to put the ball on the ground successfully here in this third quarter. Already 2 rushing touchdowns. 2nd and 5. Got to get inside the 13-yard line for the first down. Shotgun set. Takes the snap, now rolls out to his right. It looks like Stallworth's going to keep it. Tries to put his head down and gets to the 10, just short of the first down marker. And it'll be 3rd and short coming up. Oh, check that. They're going to give him a first down. So it's going to be first and goal, I believe, right at the 10. Maybe first and goal. Yep, right at the 10-yard line. See if Enterprise can try to get some momentum back. 2:57 to go, third quarter, 30-14. Here's a fake on the handoff. Stallworth's going to keep it. He tries to evade a couple tacklers. Advances all the way to the 3-yard line. He's tackled there for about a 7-yard game. Really very nice read option, I would imagine, there is Nick Herman, who was the man receiving the fake handoff, got hit pretty good and drew a lot of the attention. And it's second and 3 yards to the goal line. Under 3 to play in the third. Two-back formation. Hand off to the fullback. He is stuffed and now moved backwards. Forward progress puts him back at the line of scrimmage. Again, Noah Rickett with the carry, but that time the Enterprise, the linebacker, stuffed up the gaps. And now it's third down and goal from about the 3 again.
And we'll see if Enterprise's defense can make a big stand here on third down.
Yeah, maybe force him to kick a field goal. McQueen letting the clock tick here in the third. They're just, again, going to try to run as much of that clock as they can. Big third down, third and 3, or third and goal from the 3. Here's the handoff to Cole. He looks for a hole. He finds it. He is in. Touchdown. I believe that's Cole. It is not. No, that is Nick Ryan on the carry. Ryan with the touchdown, his first of the night, and McQueen extends their lead. It is now 36-14. A 3-score game. And after a really good second quarter from Enterprise, the third quarter has been one to forget. Ryan will be the holder as Bass will try to kick the extra point. The hold, the kick, it is up and good. 37-14. 1:22 to go here in the third. Enterprise trailing as we'll be back here on KCNR 1460.
Just received news that Chlorina and Sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Paul Zawet.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, Chlorina and Sludge from Tapopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Market volatility has become a fact of life. What does this mean for your investments? Are you aware of and prepared for the risks volatility poses to your portfolio? Should you consider changing your specific holdings or the mix of assets in your account?
Rick Hill and Rory Greek Financial Advisors, the Pathfinder Group at Morgan Stanley, can give you insights about these and other questions and can also suggest strategies that may help better prepare you for the market's ups and downs.
Please call Rick Hill or Rory Greek Financial Advisors at the Redding, California branch at Rick Hill or Rory Greek at 223-4200.
Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC, member SIPC.
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back here to North State High School Football on Friday Night Lights. Here in week 0, Enterprise will be receiving the kick. And I believe that is
Anthony Norman,
and he now breaks a couple tackles ahead. He's going to be across midfield. One man to beat, it's the kicker, but he drags him down inside the 40. A huge gain of 60, maybe 52 yards. That quick math is tough for me, Joseph, on those long stretches. But you're down 3 scores, still 13 minutes or so left in this game, but a big return can give you that momentum to possibly start that trend to try and march your way back, 1st and 10.
Anthony Norman with a great move to get outside on that return and get upfield. Something we haven't seen from Enterprise much this half.
So two receivers left for the Hornets. Cummings in the shotgun steady, stands at the 45. Campbell to his right. He's going to hand it to Campbell. Campbell's now gets a few yards, and then he fumbles it. And now the ball is loose. It's picked up by McQueen. And I believe, again, that is J.D. Cole who's going to take it to the house. And he takes it all the way for 57 yards and a touchdown. Campbell got it ripped out of his hands as he was going to the ground. And Cole takes it back for 6 points. And quickly, things have gone from bad to worse here in the third quarter. It's now 43-14.
If Cole was not in the 200-yard category before, he certainly is now, adding 57 yards to his total for the game. And yet another touchdown. Derek Bass back to kick for McQueen. Looking to add an extra point.
The kick is up and good. And now it is a 30-point spread between these two teams. 44-14. Under a minute to play in the third. We'll take a break. You listen to North State High School Football on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Connor Sutton. Join me Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. for my all-new sports show where I discuss local, regional, and even national stories, as well as bring on guests with incredible sports knowledge. So join us Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. for Sports Talk with Connor Sutton, the only local sports show in Reading.
This is Diane Hawks with the Address Realty and KCNR. I've been racking my brain trying to figure out how I could be of assistance to some of the car fire victims. So, I would like to donate 25% of my commissions to 4 families who have lost their homes in this horrific fire and wish to relocate in Shasta County. Even if you haven't yet received your settlement, you could call me now to reserve your commissions. Call Diane at 530-227-6401.
North State High School Football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Enterprise back to receive the kick yet again. Another good kick from Bass, who's had a good night. It's just taken in by Cummings, who wants to do it himself. Now goes out to the right. He is going to be knocked out of bounds just shy of the 30. Kind of took that one away from his teammate. They both were right under it to make the play. So after the Jaden Campbell fumble that went for a touchdown, Enterprise will regroup offensively, again trailing by 30. As I believe the clock will be running at this point, pretty much throughout the rest of this game.
It'll be first and 10.
Cummings looking off to his left, which is where his coaching staff stands, trying to get the play. And the shotgun. And now this is again to Jaden Campbell as they again try to rip it out. And I think they're going to blow it dead. McQueen all pointing in the other direction. Campbell might have just lost it again. And I think they're going to say he was down on contact. Let's see. Campbell appears to be hurt. And he was down on contact. So it'll be second and about 7 after a 3-yard carry, but a little bit scary that Campbell now is down and looks injured after fumbling on back-to-back carries, laying on his back right at midfield. Both teams, I imagine, are going to go down to a knee here. And during this injury break, our tonight's contest is brought to you by Cal North, a forestry specializing in tree trimming service, stump grinding and removal, as well as gutter cleaning at affordable rates that meet any reasonable budget. You can call them at 530-200-8123 or visit them online at calnorthforestry.com. Looks like Campbell having a cramp out there, I think, as they try to stretch him out. Looks like might need some help getting off the field. and they will help him off. Limping off that right leg. It looked like they were stretching it a few moments ago. Now hobbling off with a couple teammates around his arms to the sideline. It'll be second and seven, so hopefully he is okay. He's going to be very important for this Enterprise team this year if they want to be successful and compete for a league championship.
This is the first of four non-league games slated for Enterprise this year. So if anything is too serious, they have potentially a month before league play begins to get their senior running back back.
Clock is running as now Cummings is going to take the snap. He was just counting how many players on the other side of the football, and sometimes when you're having a tough time moving the ball, it can seem like there's more than 11 out there. Cummings does take the snap. Quick throw out to his right. It is complete to Revilta. He's tackled almost immediately for about a four-yard gain, 3rd and 3 coming up, and that will end the third quarter. All McQueen in that third quarter. 3 touchdowns and extending their lead to 44-14. 12 minutes of football left here in week 0 here on KCNR 1460.
We learned it the hard way. Wildland fire is a fact of life for us. The only real protection for your home and property is defensible space. Remove ladder fuels, brush, and trees that can take the fire right into your house. But cleaning up your landscape is a big job, and Cal North Forestry is up to the task. They are the professionals. Cal North Forestry. Give your home the best chance at survival. For a free estimate, call 209-9473. 209-9473.
The annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair is coming Saturday, September 8th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Don't miss your chance to enjoy lots of free samples of health-related items. There'll be a smart chicken hot dog barbecue. Be sure to bring the kids for the kitty carnival and great live music from Jimmy Limo. Find out about organic produce, organic groceries, vitamins and supplements, and so much more. And the event is absolutely free. The Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair, Saturday, September 8th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at 221 Locust Street in Redding.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction with your personal protection tip of the day. Use technology to reinforce your home and make it undesirable for criminals. The use of alarms, cameras, lights, and reinforced door and window locks may go a long way towards helping a would-be thief make a better decision. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW or other firearm safety courses online at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
After an incomplete pass on 3rd and short, Enterprise is going to go for it. 4th and 3, got to get to the 38-yard line. Shotgun set for Cummings. Takes the snap. He's actually going to punt it. Nobody's back. This ball is going to hit and roll to the 26-yard line where it's picked up by Jacob Guderding. And McQueen will take over. 11:49 to go in the contest, and Enterprise facing a 30-point deficit. Try to give you updates around the area in high school football. Orland trailing Paradise at the half. That was about an hour ago. 42-0.
Shasta defeating Corning today, 28-24.
Here's a run out to the left. It's a handoff out to Kolb, who will just get out of bounds. A flag down right near the line of scrimmage. It's going to be about an 8-yard gain. Paradise actually beat Orland 48-0. Shasta, as you mentioned, over Corning. That's a pretty good game, though, for Corning. Shasta, after winning the NorCals last year, and now Pleasant Valley up on Yuba City, 32-6.
that game in the fourth quarter.
That one looks like it's just about over. So that will come back on the run. Try to get you more of those here soon. It'll be first in, it looks like, about 15 at the 21. Here is a run out to Kolb to the right. He's got room to run. He's going to break this one. He's got a long way to go. The 50, the 40 is being chased by Amasaki. A long way to go. 20, 10, 5, and another touchdown for Kolb. Wow. McQueen continues to pour it on here in this second half. That is four consecutive unanswered touchdowns.
J.D. Kolb continuing his impressive running game, this time with a touchdown.
I believe that's his fourth touchdown.
80 yards.
Oh, around there, yeah.
Earlier in this half, he had a 57-yard touchdown.
Plus the fumble recovery. He had one in the first half, so that's four touchdowns. My goodness, have a night. Getting this report from Matthew Brannon, Jaden Campbell was down with a lower body, either the knee or the leg, on that injury.
The kick is good. McQueen will extend their lead 51-14.
We will take a break. 51-14 as the clock will run in this fourth quarter. We'll be back on KCNR 1460.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
McQueen's going to kick this one away here in this fourth quarter. It's going to be taken in at the 10-yard line. And in now quickly wrapped up at around the 20. I'm trying to see who that was. It looks like... Can you see who that is? Joseph's a long way across the field. Looks like it's Anthony Norman on that return. So PV 32-6 over Yuba City. Anderson up 28-20. So Corning in the loss failed to convert on 4th and 17 with 42 seconds to go. They were knocking on the door. Chico trails 14-12. First and 10 for Enterprise again. Here's a handoff. This is to, I believe, Kelly, and he tries to stand his feet out to the 25. Ooh, the Yuba City. Guess what their mascot is? This is pretty good. Do you know this? You're a Sacramento guy. Yuba City Honkers. Is that like a geese reference, right? It has to be.
Their mascot's a mallard.
A mallard. Here's a handoff up the middle again to... I'm trying to see. I believe that was... I'm trying to see. That was Dartman, I guess.
Mikey Hartman?
Hartman. His first carry of the night, number 32. The junior. And third and short coming up. I do love me some good mascot names. Like, that's a pretty good one. I enjoy that one a lot.
What's your favorite?
High school or in general?
In general.
Here's a handoff now to That's Justin Kelly. He was stopped at the line of scrimmage, back for 3 yards, and fourth and three coming up. Favorite mascot has got to be...
I know you have one. I heard you say it.
Evergreen State, the Gooey Ducks, which is a clam. Yes, but it's a mascot for Evergreen State. That's my favorite. And I think there's not one close. I think that's by and far the worst slash best, depending on how you look at it. I talked about it on my radio show about 2 months ago, and my producer Jared King still is scarred. His Enterprise is going to punt this one away. Again, nobody back. It's going to land around the 35. It's going to roll to the 33. It bounced way up in the air, just not very far, but back to now to the 31 where it's picked up by Enterprise, and McQueen will take over. 6:30 to go in the contest. 51-14 our score. Cal North Forestry is tonight's sponsor, specializing in tree trimming service, stump grinding, and removal, as well as gutter cleaning at affordable rates that meet any reasonable budget. Get some of those, get those gutters cleaned, get some of your trees trimmed that you need, stumps grind. I mean, I tell you what, one of my least favorite things to do is to clean the gutters, mainly because I'm a short guy and it takes a pretty tall ladder, but you can call Cal North at Forestry at 530-200-8123. Under 6 minutes to play, we'll see if McQueen can add on here. A handoff up the middle, like that was a new running back. Let's see who that was on the carry. Josh Jones, number 26 on the carry, his first carry of the evening. It looks like McQueen is starting to put in most of their backups at this point, still keeping their starting quarterback, Dominique Stallworth, out there. And Enterprise, after getting punched in the mouth in that first quarter, did a nice job of countering and coming back. But then in this third and fourth quarter now, it's just been McQueen prevailing, and it's been mainly the play of the lines, as it's a two-yard run to the left. And it's third and about five coming up. One positive for Enterprise is it is very early in this season. You can treat this game almost like a scrimmage just because of how early it is in the year. Yes, it counts on your record, but you haven't had a whole lot of time to play out on the field because of the smoke. Very little reps compared to a typical season. Guys probably not in as good of shape as you would normally see. So there's a lot of factors that have come into have affecting all these teams in the North State. But when you have a team come from out of town that hasn't dealt with that, probably have a little bit of an advantage. Third and five. And the defensive line almost jumped. Did jump, however, no flag. But puts a man in motion. Here's another handoff up the middle. Now he's got room to run. And another big, a lot of room to run. Down the field, he's dragged down at the 35. That's Josh Jones again. That time it's a 35-yard run to get to the other side of the field.
Roberto Cruz there with the tackle, 5'9 junior.
And a kind of a desperation tackle as well, as he was last man back. Otherwise, it would have been six more points. 51-14, 3 minutes and 30 seconds remaining. His fourth quarter flying by with the running clock. First and 10 from the 35. Shotgun set. Here's another handoff again. Josh Jones, and this time he's tripped up by his own lineman. Tries to kind of half leap over him, almost leapfrog style. Gets a past the 30 to the 29. Second and four coming up. We'll see next week what is going to be our game of the week. One thing that is nice is we get to pick our game pretty much every week. Enterprise West Valley is probably a pretty good candidate. However, we're trying to going to get everybody, Shasta, Foothill, UPrep, Central Valley, West Valley. We want to get a little bit of everybody. Second and four. That'll be released Monday, which game we're going to do. Here is a fake and then a hand up the middle, and it's going to be a big 20-yard run. And I believe that's Josh Jones again. And now it's first and goal at around the 5-yard line. Check that, the 9-yard line. He kind of rolled to the 5. 2.5 to go.
Bryson Trent, junior, saving 6 points there on that play.
Yeah.
We'll see what McQueen can do with these remaining 2 minutes.
Probably just run some clock and run the football. Their offensive line has had great push so far tonight. First and goal from the 9. Shotgun set yet again. 4 receivers out, 2 right, 2 left. Here is the fake handoff, and now it's going to be a keeper from Stallworth. Runs out to his left, gets to the 5. He's dragged down there. And that's a 4-yard gain. I believe that was Revolta, the one who made the tackle. Second and goal from the 5 coming up. Minute and a half remaining. Not even sure McQueen will try to finish this game. They might just, or I should say, try to score here. It looks like they're going to come out in another shotgun formation. Once again, on the left hash, 4 receivers set. Shotgun, and he will kneel. On 2nd and 5, and that'll get us inside a minute. So the clock will continue to run. Enterprise is going to fall to 0-1 on the year. McQueen improves to 1-0. Enterprise, who started 3-0 last year, so it's very evident that your first 3 games, while important, doesn't define a season, and especially your first game. You've got to be the Hornets. You've got to be happy with the things you saw in the second quarter, but definitely know there's some things to work on.
If you're the Hornets, it's clear what you need to work on. Most teams aren't going to have a night like J.D. Cole had.
That's right, yeah.
But stopping the run is important, and we didn't see a lot of that from the Hornets tonight. If you are the Hornets, you can focus on that second quarter and see a lot of bright spots in the way they played, the way they rallied after that punch in the mouth in the first quarter.
Dominic Stallworth will take a knee, and that's going to end this contest here in the first week, but technically week 0 here of the high school football season. The Hornets fall to the Lancers of McQueen High School 51-14. For my partner, Joseph Van Dyke, I'm Connor Sutton. Our producer back in the studio, Jared King. We thank you for joining us here throughout the night. This has been week 1 of the high school football season. We once again want to thank our sponsor, Cal North Forestry. You can visit them at calnorthforestry.com or call them at 530-200-8123. We will find out who is next week's game of the week. And we'll be back next Friday for Friday Night Lights. We thank you for joining us. Hope you have a great rest of your weekend. This has been high school football on KCNR 1460.
When the CBS people accidentally captured this, I don't believe it made it into their evening news broadcast or to their morning news broadcast or to any place else, but they just happened to be carrying this online when the prosecutor in the case came out to talk about Reality Winner and who she is, the prosecutor.
She claimed to hate America. When asked, "You don't really hate America, right?" She responded, "I mean, yeah, I do. It's literally the worst thing to happen on the planet." She was the quintessential example of an insider threat.
Quintessential example of an insider threat. She was a lefty inside the machine. Give a lefty a thimble of power, and that lefty will abuse it. That's what we're talking about here. We're talking about kind of a run-of-the-mill. This is what the Democrats have created in the United States of America. They've created legions of these people. Legions? No, legions of these people. And they protest with black bandanas on their faces and bash people's heads in. They burn American flags. They smash out windows. They set limousines on fire on Inauguration Day. They do all this good stuff. And it's because this is what they've been taught. Michael Piercy.
I hate to interrupt. I just want to read. I was looking at the New York Times story on this exact thing.
On
and I want to give you
thing.
Their spin.
the New York Times spin on this story.
Because it's delightful. I wouldn't normally interject.
It's delightful. It's lovely.
They mentioned that she had repeatedly expressed contempt for the United States. They have a quote that we just heard. It's literally the worst thing to happen on the planet, she said, of America, in a Facebook chat with her sister. We invented capitalism, the downfall of the environment.
That's right. We invented capitalism, she said. She's a genius.
When her sister asked if she really hated America, Miss Winter replied yes, though she added her feeling was, quote, mostly just about Americans' obsession with air conditioning.
All right. Well, maybe they're going for the mentally ill defense second time around when they appeal. Yeah, we invented capitalism, comma, the New York Times reports. We did not invent capitalism. The downfall of the environment. The downfall, I don't think the downfall of the environment has occurred, but if you're looking for the world's greatest polluters, you'll find them in China and Russia and India and elsewhere. And I believe once again under President Trump, our dreaded CO2 output declined last year. Am I right about that? Yes, I am right about that. Yeah, we invented capitalism, the downfall of the environment. When her sister asked if she really hated America, Ms. Winter replied yes, prosecutors said, though she added her feeling was mostly just about Americans' obsession with air conditioning. She's deranged, obviously, but she wasn't too deranged to serve in the Air Force to get a job with a Beltway Bandit kind of company working for the NSA. She wasn't too deranged to steal top secret, they weren't just secret or confidential, top secret documents, but she thinks she's a whistleblower or something like that, and there it is. There's your American left on display. And the New York Times piece, of course, has this information buried deep down into the piece after many paragraphs that most people will never get to down on the bottom of the thing. And there she is smiling in her orange jumpsuit with her wrists shackled to a chain around her waist as she's headed off to the penitentiary for betraying her country. Just like Bradley Manning betrayed his country because they're lefties. And that brings to mind John Brennan, of course, who voted for the Communist Party candidate for President of the United States, Gus Hall, and then decided to, I like to say, infiltrate the CIA, not join, not go to work for, but infiltrate the CIA. So I just love that that audio from this. And this is the American left. These are the people that are out in the street. By the way, this is it Sunday? I believe it's Sunday. There are 200 rallies across the country against Brett Kavanaugh. Wow. The lemming. Aren't they amazing? This is the left. They're little organizers. They're busy little beavers. This is Barack Obama's fundamental transformation of America. The left is, you just blow a whistle. Is it a dog whistle? Yeah, it can be a dog whistle. You'll get millions of leftists out in the street because it's the, it's the European model. It's just like Howard Dean. I've been using the audio for years now. Howard Dean, who was the Democrat presidential candidate at one point in their miserable, wretched history, and was, of course, the governor of Vermont, right, and Bernie Sanders' land. And he's out of his mind. Everybody know he's the one who's then it's on to hee-ah, wee-ah, round him up, rawhide. And he's crazy, but he was very excitedly telling a bunch of true believers at a latte shop one day about how the Democrat Party was transformed under his leadership. He was DNC chair also. Under his leadership into the new Democrat Party, which is in a state of permanent campaign, right, where they don't just campaign for the midterm elections and for the presidential elections, but they are on a constant screed 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, every year that will pass. They're going to be excreting against something. And he was proud to say that that brought us much closer to what he enviously described as the European model.
Remember I talked about the permanent campaign? Well, before I got to the DNC, we didn't have a permanent campaign. You would campaign for 1 year when you had a candidate, and then if you didn't win, you wouldn't campaign for the next 3 years. No one would lose. Now we don't just have a permanent campaign for electing Democrats. We have a permanent campaign for influencing policy. It brings us a little closer to the European model.
He's very excited that the permanent campaign, and this is one of the big problems that we have in America, is that the left is on a permanent campaign. It's the Long March, as Chairman Mao described it. They are in a permanent state of assault on normal people, well-adjusted people, pro-American people, unlike their girl here, Reality Winner, who's obviously a treasonous tramp and belongs in a penitentiary not for 5 years and 3 months, but for 20 or 30 years, and she should be in Leavenworth. Then you can put her in Bradley Manning's old cell. I don't know if they mix and mingle like that, but I think that'd be fine with me. And now the lefties, thanks to the community organizer-in-chief that lived in the White House for 8 years and the fundamental transformation of America, now they snap their fingers. They drop a hat, and millions of lefties take to the streets to protest. Half the time, they don't even know what they're out there for. That's literally true. You go out, and people have done this campus reform and others, go out and say, what are you protesting here? And they don't know. So, you know, the Koch brothers. What are the first names of the Koch brothers? They don't know. They're just dumb sheep, lemming, being led around by the nose by a party that wants to make sure the country is in a permanent state of conflict with itself. And that's today's Democrat Party. Senator Tim Kaine recently saying that he wants everybody, what was their word he wanted? Outraged. He wants more outrage.
The American public needs to stay outraged.
Yeah, we need to stay outraged because that's the Democrat Party's plan here. Now, we've already had one member of Congress shot in an attempted mass assassination by a Bernie Sanders volunteer. We have riots as a regular feature that the news media doesn't cover of our political discourse being perpetrated by lefties with black bandanas covering their faces and gas masks and clubs beating people's skulls in, as we saw in Portland the other day. It was a lefty having his head bashed in by another lefty, but that's perfectly normal, too. And the news media just doesn't cover this stuff. Now, Charlottesville, that they covered. Boy, that got a lot of coverage. That got an awful lot more coverage than the attempted mass assassination of Republicans in Congress. An awful lot more. But that's our news media. Aren't they wonderful? They're calling for impeachment 222 times, talking about impeachment in a single day on MSNBC and CNN. And somebody at MSNBC in New York apparently has a famous, notorious flatulence problem. I wonder if they're trying to get to the bottom of who this is. We started a process here at the station of who it must be, the MSNBC, we think New York MSNBC person. It's like, boy, you get on the elevator, and if that person was on the elevator 10 minutes ago, you still know it. Woo!
There's only one Chris Plant, The Chris Plant Show.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
If you or someone you know is struggling with addiction, please call this toll-free number right now. 800-390-9528. That's 800-390-9528. By calling your addiction team, you're taking the first steps to recovery. The help you need could be one call away. 800-390-9528. Make the free call now. 800-390-9528. Your addiction team is a third-party advertiser for various treatment centers and placement networks. Individual results will vary. Visit youraddictionteam.com/terms for more information.
On this episode of the World's Shortest Sitcom by KFC. So what did we learn today, folks?
That's right. KFC now has four different $20 fill-ups to feed a family of four. Like my 8-piece extra crispy or 8-piece original recipe. 12-piece tenders or my new 6-piece boneless breast with all the fixings for just $20. Wow, that sure is one reactive audience. Anyways, see you next time. KFC is finger-licking good. At participating KFCs, prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
You've got lots of engines in your life. Cars, yard equipment, ATVs, motorcycles, watercraft, you name it. And they all use fuel and oil. These same fluids that make your engine run also create deposits that reduce performance and gas mileage. Gum Out Multi-System Tune-Up removes these gummy carbon deposits and stabilizes fuel and oil, helping restore performance and fuel economy. Get a can today at just $6.47 at your local Walmart. Gum Out. Science in, performance out.
Are you behind on your federal student loan payments? You may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven with one free call. That's right, if you're a teacher, police officer, firefighter, or work for a nonprofit, federal programs are still available to have your entire student loan forgiven. Student Loan Options wants to give you free information on all the programs that can help. Call now, 800-374-0311, 800-374-0311, 800-374-0311.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Call 800-523-3493. That's 800-523-3493. Again, 800-523-3493.
If you have hard water, the Limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate Limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services
at 800-359-7328. That's 800-359-7328. 800-359-7328.
Author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now.
800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
Now is the time on Sprockets that we dance. I spoke to a friend of mine, Jim. I will call him Jim, because his name is Jim, of course. Jim is a member of the Armed Forces of the United States of America. He wears the uniform of our nation proudly every day, or virtually every day. And Jim, in the course of conversation about poor John Brennan being deprived of his First Amendment rights, which is not only a lie, but the opposite of the truth. As a member of the uniformed forces, the armed forces of the United States, you are prohibited from criticizing the President of the United States, whether you are in uniform or out of uniform. You are not welcome to participate in political activities while you're in uniform, to march at a pro-death rally that the Democrats throw from time to time, anti-life, things like that. You are not welcome to participate while you are in uniform in political activities. And while, whether you're in uniform or not, your speech is restricted because you are serving your nation, putting your life on the line to defend your nation, our Constitution, our rights. And you are deprived of certain rights that you would enjoy if you were not a member of the United States Armed Forces. I assume John Brennan may know this. I don't think he served in the military, but he did vote for the communists for president of the United States. John Brennan did. So maybe there were... Larry, I've written a few. Some of them pretty good, too. Yeah. Songwriter.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
If you're looking into a remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
Now, this is Carl Bott. Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days while Linda and I went on vacation. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, Estate Granite and Things, or visit us at estategranite.com.
Fresh air and new lasting friendships are hard to come by these days. Bikers Against Child Abuse will be escaping the valley for a weekend to ride through the forests near Shasta Lake, and you're invited. Every child deserves a great childhood, and by coming together, we can help prevent and end child abuse. Enjoy a weekend of fun by joining Bikers Against Child Abuse September 7th through the 9th at Lakeshore Inn and RV. The Shasta County Summer Campout will include overnight camping with cabins, a live band, and the scenic Shasta County ride, complete with a barbecue dinner. Festivities begin Friday with a meet and greet. Then, on Saturday, enjoy a ride. Meet up at 9:30, kickstands up at 10, arrive back around 2, and then the party begins. You won't want to miss the Bikers Against Child Abuse 3-day campout the weekend of September 8th. For more information, contact Bikers Against Child Abuse or call Terminator at 209-9473.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities, and with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Stop the hammering. Stop the hammering out there. Who's got a hammer? Where is it? Where's the hammer? Is it on the... Go up on the other floor. Somebody go up there and stop the hammering.
Stop the hammering.
Stop the hammering.
He wants the hammering to stop.
I'll go down to the damn floor myself and stop it.
He's going
to
go down himself.
Commercial break going.
It's Lawrence O'Donnell. He's an award-winning journalist.
Who the you have to call? Stop the hammering.
He doesn't care who you have to call. I think maybe he's been eating mung beans again or something. Sounds like he's got irritable bowel syndrome. It could be him. I think it could be a case of IBS spreading over into the whole thing. It's a big game today online and at NBC. I'm sure people know who they're talking about there. But Data Lounge has an item on it. The NBC, MSNBC farter is, I'm sorry to say, the headline there. Which cable news host at MSNBC has such terrible case of flatulence that guests are running for the doors after appearing live on the cable host's show? Producers have tried everything from fans to air fresheners and even removing spicy food from the host's dressing room. But nothing seems to work. It's gotten so bad that now when you get off the elevators at 30 Rock, you know if this person is in the building. Woo, it says. Ali Velci jumped in. I'm sorry, but this is clearly not about me. That's Ali Velci. Wanted to make sure he was on the record saying it's not about him. People are guessing, though. There's a lot of, you know, they got the Reverend Al Sharpton there. He's definitely a candidate. Joe Scarborough, he's so full of it. And it explained the look on his face much of the time, the crooked glasses. Then there's Mika. Oh, she spends a lot of time leaning forward in the seat, I've noticed.
You're on the set of Morning Joe. We don't BS here.
Brian Williams, he sees bodies floating by, and every now and then he sees rockets being fired at his limousine and his helicopter and things like that. Hayes, got that Hayes guy, you know. Rachel Maddow, of course. She's a candidate. I'd say she's definitely a candidate. There it is.
Sloppy, beefy goodness.
Yeah, she has a lot of sleepy, beefy goodness.
I'm vibrating off my seat at a height of about 6 inches.
It could be like a hovercraft function for her, something like that. You know, thrusters. She's got the thrusters activated, hovering at an elevation of about 6 inches off of her seat. It's very exciting for her. one of the great mysteries of American journalism today, I think, is that it's not the greatest mystery of American journalism. The greatest mystery is, why don't any of them do their jobs? Why are all of them such hacks? It's truly amazing.
I once was an altar boy at a mental institution here in Philadelphia.
You know, he's usually in Washington, but I know he goes to New York sometimes because I think he loves a Broadway show every now and then, don't you think? I think that's probably.
So in the words of my late friend Aretha Franklin, show some R-E-S-P-I-C-T.
Could be the Reverend L. Could be L. They've got quite a lineup over there at MSNBC, don't they? These are nationally known journalists. They have television shows. They make millions and millions of dollars to go on television for a few minutes every day and say things that are factually incorrect and wrong. And Larry King, I was mentioning the Larry King thing, just famous for his flatulence. And literally the control room people, the directors and so on, would keep their ears to the ground, as it were, and their eyes peeled to watch the guests react when Larry let loose with one. And he'd kind of haunch up on one side, and they could see his behavior. And then they'd wait until the guest responded and just horrified. Larry King also had a regular thing. This is something that Larry King did. Listen to this. The Larry King Show people, I was working at CNN, the Washington Bureau, while Larry King was doing his show there. They would order Chinese food every night from the same Chinese food getting place in Chinatown, which is just a matter of blocks away, little shrinking Chinatown in Washington, D.C. They would order Chinese food every night from the same place. And Larry King would get exactly the same thing every night. And I believe it was cashew chicken. It was chicken with nuts. I believe it was cashew chicken. But he didn't like the nuts. So when the food was delivered, there was an intern that was assigned to put his food on a plate and with chopsticks remove all of the cashews and then get him his food. But there better not be any cashews in there because Larry wanted the cashew chicken, but then he wanted the cashews removed by an unpaid intern. And that's what you got when you did an internship at Larry King Show. And you got yelled at a lot, and unless you were being ignored. Larry King, not a good person. Worked for years with the three or four cameras in the studio, say three studios. Cameramen, the same cameramen and camera women every single night. 15 years into this, he didn't know a single one of their names, didn't know that they worked on a show when he passed them in the hallway. Had no interest in knowing their names or who they were. The control room people that put it all on the air, that just didn't even bother to learn anybody's name. Flatulated all over the place and then asked for his cashews to be picked out of his cashew chicken every night by an intern. Because you know, he's a quality human being. Because he's a good guy. Because he's famous. Don't you know who he is? He's Larry King. He's in the movies and stuff.
It just sucks. It sucks to be out here.
Lawrence O'Donnell, I don't think he's very happy. He's very happy at MSNBC. Maybe they should let him go. Just a thought. All right. The news of the day, such as it is, and it's just, can I just say that Washington has become very tiresome, that the news media has become very tiresome. You know, the impeachment people, you have your impeachment thing here? The impeachment people. On MSNBC and CNN, not yesterday, but day before yesterday, during the Cohen thing, the Michael Cohen, oh no, he flipped, he's going to tell everything. There could be a campaign finance violation that Alan Dershowitz says is not against the law and probably isn't even a campaign finance violation, like the campaign finance violations from the Obama campaign of 2008, where they were required to pay hundreds of thousands of dollars in fines for their campaign finance violations, which the news media was completely disinterested in. They had no interest in that as a news story whatsoever. It was just ho-hum, happens all the time. I'm going to go get a latte, want to come. By the way, I'm dating your sister. You know, that's sort of the rub-a-dub-dub Washington Democrat politics and media thing. It's remarkable. I was out with a media figure the other day, and just right out of the blue, just regurgitated a Democrat Party issued talking point about how 30 years from now, the country is going to be majority minority, and looking at me like I'm supposed to respond to this in some way. And I'm like, you guys are the biggest racists in the world, aren't you? Well, you're so obsessed with race. When did you all become such racists? The news media, CNN, not even the whole news media, just CNN and MSNBC. And we're not going to play all of them, of course. But 222 times between MSNBC and CNN, they use the word impeachment because they're so eager for impeachment. And the Democrats are too, but that's redundant. 222 times between MSNBC and CNN, they used the word impeachment on Wednesday because Cohen flipped. This is what they say. And I've got this great piece by Mark Penn, the Clinton's Democrat strategist, pollster guy who's been a Democrat politico for as long as I've been paying attention. And he, Mark Penn, is coming out and saying, this whole thing is ridiculous, and you people are making yourselves ridiculous, and none of this is illegal, and you're talking about impeachment, you're out of your minds. CNN and MSNBC, 222 times in one day.
What happens if Donald Trump is impeached?
Impeachment. The threat of impeachment. Look for articles of impeachment used for impeachment. Impeachment.
Trump folks are worried about impeachment.
Impeachment. Impeachment. Impeachment is a different thing.
Impeachment trial. Standard for impeachment. Impeachment. Credible impeachment claim.
Now worried about impeachment as a tangible possibility.
Impeachment.
Yeah. Face impeachment. Impeach the president.
Standards of impeachment.
The very real prospect of impeachment now draws closer.
Impeachment. Impeachment.
Move forward on impeachment.
Conversations around impeachment.
The president facing impeachment.
Impeachment.
So
impeachment.
Has the appetite among
impeachment.
Any
impeachment.
Republicans
so if you're watching
sort of
CNN,
impeachment.
Convictions
you're
watching MSNBC,
impeachment is more
you're being led astray by professional lion sack of Jewias. Or is that sacks of Jewia? I'm still struggling with what the plural is.
The I word, impeachment.
The I word, and impeachment.
The I word. They're also unoriginal.
Concerned about impeachment.
You know, the great scene in Good Will Hunting with Matt Damon, where he gets into a verbal sparring match with the blonde ponytailed Ivy League boy. And I'll be on my way up to ski resorts and your kids will be serving my kids lunch at truck stops. And he says, yeah, but at least I won't be unoriginal, you know. And it's true. They're nothing if not unoriginal, these people, entirely unoriginal. 108 times CNN used the word impeachment in one 24-hour period. Not to be outdone, MS used the term impeachment 114 times. Neck and neck, though. I mean, you got to say that's pretty close margin there, 108 to 114. They must be watching each other. I talked about it yesterday. They don't have to coordinate with one another. It looks like it's a conspiracy or there's collusion going on. There is no conspiracy. There is no collusion. There doesn't have to be. It happens organically. It happens automatically because they stock the pond with reality winner, right? They stock the pond with people that are angry and filled with hatred and too stupid to know what they don't know. And that's the thing about newsrooms. You can call it groupthink, you can call it pack journalism or the centipede. I prefer the centipede because they march in lockstep because they're all lefties and all lefties conform to what the left and the Democratic Party tells them to say, to think, to believe, to regurgitate. And they all do it quite dutifully. It's much easier than thinking. They don't have to think. They don't have to be original. They don't have to be aware of what's going on around them. They just have party-issued talking points issued to them, and they faithfully regurgitate them, as did this national journalist that I sat down with the other day. It just flows out of them. And when you have a room full of them, they just reaffirm one another's thoughts, and that's it. Yesterday, I pointed out that the New York Times and the Washington Post both had lead editorials that were effectively identical to one another. Now, they didn't coordinate, and it was their demand that Republican members of Congress must have hearings looking into the startling revelations that Michael Cohen said that the president paid off two girls, which is not illegal, two women, which is not illegal. And Alan Dershowitz says it's not illegal. Democrat Clinton operative, who has some experience in this realm, Mark Penn, says that it's not illegal, it's nothing wrong, it's a perfectly normal thing to do, and politicians do it all the time, and rich people do it all the time, and other people do it all the time, too. Sometimes it looks like blackmail, maybe, but watching this hysteria from the phony, corrupt people at CNN and MSNBC, where they have a terrible flatulence problem on the part of one of their lead anchors, has the guests running for the doors, sprinting for the elevators, sneezing like dogs after smelling something bad. I marvel at the synchronicity that the news media demonstrates without any coordination at all. It's all the exact same thing. They all use the same sound bites. They all don't use the same sound bites. They all choose sound bites that they don't use. Like the reality winner prosecutor sound bite. They're not going to use that sound bite. That sound bite will not be used by any network news organization, with the possible exception of Fox News. That's just not going to be something that's in the news, because that's how they do it. And the whole Michael Cohen story is just, it's just unbelievable that, I mean, who are you going to believe? Alan Dershowitz, lifelong Democrat, Harvard law professor emeritus, who's 79 years old. He was professor to a huge number of the people involved in this whole story, because it's a Harvard Circle Fest here in Washington and in New York and in Boston. And they're all very impressed with themselves. But they become political hacks, many of them, at some point. And they're still being taken to school by Alan Dershowitz on these matters, who is explaining to them that, you know, you guys are making a lot of noise and you're using a lot of big words, but show me the statute, because there is no statute that says that Donald Trump, private citizen, Donald Trump candidate, Donald Trump president, can't give money to a woman out of his own pocket and ask her to not go around blabbing. Women for behavior that does not belong in this industry, does not belong in any industry or any workplace. Well, it turns out that Asia Argento had to pay off a 17-year-old boy that she was accused of raping in a hotel room in California in 2013. Fox News, Weinstein accuser Asia Argento made deal to pay her own sexual assault accuser, bombshell report says. Actress Asia Argento, one of the first prominent women to accuse disgraced movie mogul Harvey Weinstein of sexual assault, agreed to pay $380,000 to an actor that accused her of sexually assaulting him when he was 17 years old, the New York Times reported on Sunday night. The actor claimed that the assault...
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Buying a home should be one of life's best experiences, but today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher payments, and that can turn a great experience into an anxious one. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. It's called the power buying process. We check your income, assets, and credit to provide you with a verified approval, which can give you the strength of a cash buyer. Once verified, you qualify for our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days while you find your new home. Then, once you've found your new home, if rates have gone up, your rate stays locked. But if rates have gone down, your rate drops, and you get to keep that new lower rate. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
If you or someone you know is struggling with addiction, please call this toll-free number right now. 800-390-9528. That's 800-390-9528. By calling your addiction team, you're taking the first steps to recovery. The help you need could be one call away. 800-390-9528. Make the free call now. 800-390-9528. Your addiction team is a third-party advertiser for various treatment centers and placement networks. Individual results will vary. Visit youraddictionteam.com/terms for more information.
Dr. Bob Arnott for SalonPos.
I'm training for the world's most grueling paddleboard race. 32 miles of open ocean, high winds, and surf. Naturally, I get a lot of muscle pain. 50 years in medicine has taught me what to look for in a pain reliever. Powerful, targeted, non-addictive, and available without a prescription. I found it in SalonPos Lidocaine Plus. It has two powerful anesthetics that numb nerves right where it hurts. SalonPos gives me relief.
Are you behind on your federal student loan payments? You may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven with one free call. That's right, if you're a teacher, police officer, firefighter, or work for a nonprofit, federal programs are still available to have your entire student loan forgiven. Student Loan Options wants to give you free information on all the programs that can help. Call now, 800-374-0311, 800-374-0311, 800-374-0311.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Call 800-523-3493. That's 800-523-3493. Again, 800-523-3493.
If you have hard water, the Lime Scale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate Lime Scale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-467-7530.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-467-7530. That's 1-800-467-7530.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Now, a couple of things about these impeachment fantasies of the news media. I don't know exactly how ignorant these people are, but I suspect the answer is extremely. Maybe they remember, their boy Bill Clinton was impeached in the House of Representatives, as was another Democrat in, 1868, Andrew Johnson. He was impeached by the House of Representatives as well. Neither of these presidents, you may recall, was removed from office. Now, I think a lot of dim-witted, ill-informed reality winner types out there think that if we win the House back and Nancy Pelosi will be the Speaker of the House, and then they'll have hearings, and then they'll have an impeachment vote, and they'll impeach Donald Trump, that terrible man, and then he'll be removed from office. But that's not how it works. It works that way in the minds of people that don't know anything. But in reality, of course, impeachment involves an impeachment vote in the House and must be impeached by the House of Representatives, like Bill Clinton was. And then it goes to the Senate, and the Senate must vote again on the impeachment, and they will either convict or not convict. And that has never happened. It didn't happen with Andrew Johnson. It didn't happen with Bill Clinton. And this is just going to make their silly heads explode all over the place, isn't it? Because they're being lied to by the liars at NBC News, MSNBC, at CNN, who are blathering endlessly. And if you listen real carefully, maybe somebody will mention the Senate component of this. But it's just not going to happen. He's not going to be removed from office by way of impeachment. And if he is impeached, well, again, Bill Clinton was impeached. How do Democrats feel about that today? I think most of them have forgotten all about it. Bill Clinton was convicted of lying under oath. He was stripped of his law license for a number of years, had it suspended and all of that good stuff. And that's just not how our system works. You don't win back the House, impeach the president, remove him from office. But I think that a lot of people out there are convinced that that's how this is going to go. It's because they're uninformed and or ill-informed. They have been misled by their media people. I had a lot of stuff to talk about here. You know, the big story about how Judge Brett Kavanaugh was a leaker during the Ken Starr investigation days? Well, that whole story's just been, that was fake news.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.